There's a lovely young lady showing her breasts. Boob.
Naked. Chuck 'em.
Girls all over the country flashing their lovely boobs.
Guess how many boobs I saw, James?
Can? I don't have those.
You are spectacular.
Well, me.
Wednesday.
Rock and roll.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hello.
Couple phone numbers in the New York area. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else outside of New York, especially if you're into Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, give us a call at 866-277-4WOW.
Yeah, it's still kind of chilly for Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. You know, but once spring hits, forget about it. Every Wednesday, you put the WOW on your car, and as you're driving around, a girl sees the WOW sticker, fan of the show. Whatever. It's like fishing. You don't know when it's going to happen. But you'll just be driving or stuck in traffic or something. And you look out your window and there's a girl showing you her lovely breast. And you go, what? Why the? Why? What? Well, me? What? What is she? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a WOW on my car.
Look at you doing my job.
Oh, why?
I usually do the explaining.
I just figured I'd jump in.
I usually explain, and you're usually, you know, doing what you do.
What you do?
When men were dinosaurs?
Back in the old days when men were dinosaurs. You hear me?
But you threw me off there. You did the explaining this time around.
All right, so you just go, that's right, Anthony.
That's right, Anthony.
There you go.
Does that mean I got to do all the live reads today?
Nah. I'll take care of those.
Gee, thanks, Anthony.
Yeah.
You're a pal.
Pal.
All right. Well, you know, I got to tell you guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get on the air today.
Yep.
Could not wait. Could not sleep. Woke up this morning. I'm jonesing. Pacing my apartment. I'm like, I got to get on the radio.
Chomping at the bit, as they say.
I got to talk and explain.
Yeah.
And discuss
important things.
And tell you how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, it's 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and we're here.
We're here, and it's time to talk about something that we think is important.
Of course it's important.
Yeah.
I lost sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I lost sleep because it's so important. And I wanted to make sure I had all my thoughts together. Because I definitely wanted to be able to communicate.
I hashed it out my head a few times last night. And then figured we'd come on here at 3 and just talk about it right away.
Exactly. So with that said, my God, where do we begin?
From the beginning, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
Last night, 10:30 on MTV.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes. I couldn't wait to get on the air today to discuss the Osbournes.
I was freaking out.
Rock and roll!
This is the best show on television. I am so glad they got 13 weeks of this going. Is that what it is?
That's what they say. 13-week
run.
Best show on TV, hands down. Screw Survivor. Screw Real World. Screw it all.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Ozzy Osbourne, the Osbournes.
It's Ozzy, his wife, his kids, the security guy, the nanny. And I guess next week they're introducing the neighbors.
The neighbors and all the pets.
Yeah. The first episode of the Osbournes, though.
I've been getting way down on TV lately.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, the Osbournes just rock. And knowing MTV, if you missed it, they're going to run it a million times.
Oh, they will. Well, I think they finally got something good to watch on MTV.
There's nothing there. There's no real storyline.
No, you're
It's not like the real world where, you know, they got the gay guy, they got the hot blonde, they got the the angry black chick, you know.
Yeah, the lesbians and this and that.
The straight-laced guy that can't have fun, and they throw them all together and they make stories and stuff. You know the deal with the real world. I don't see any real storylines happening with the Osbournes.
No, the fascination with this show is that everyone's impression of what Ozzy's life must be like is completely wrong. I mean, you think of Ozzy Osbourne, you know, Black Sabbath, touring, doing the dope,
just snorting the lines,
losing their mind. We all heard about the story where Ozzy snorted the line of ants that were walking down the sidewalk. And then to realize the reality.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Do ants walk?
Yes, they do walk. What would you call it?
I think there might be another word for it.
Crawl?
I think they're more crawlers.
They crawl.
Okay. I think you need two legs to walk.
Two legs to walk. I don't know. I think walking more is just...
More than two legs, it's more of a crawl thing happening.
I don't know. I think walking is I think crawling is a form of walking. I think it's just self-propulsion.
All right.
Whether it's six legs or two, Opie.
All right.
I will check on this, though. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I think I am.
Anyway, walking, crawling, whatever. He was snorting them.
Snorting them.
And the reality is, Ozzy is...
In hell.
In hell. He is in his own hell world that is pretty much run by his wife, is what I got out
Osbourne.
Of this. Sharon runs the Osbourne household.
Why else would Ozzy be living in Beverly Hills?
In Beverly Hills... He does nothing that I could really see from last night's show. The man does nothing. He performs when he has to, and then he just does nothing. The whole show last night was them moving in. It was moving day for the Osbournes. So they have the moving truck outside. The movers are moving in. His wife is making sure everything's okay. There were a few broken items. She was annoyed with that. She's finding out where things go. You know, she's overseeing the move. Ozzy is, at one point, he's asking where to put the rifle. And then he found a bayonet. And him and his son on the staircase are affixing a bayonet to a rifle.
Yeah.
Then the hilarity that was Ozzy trying to figure out his remote control for the television.
For the satellite TV.
Priceless. He comes off like a retarded old man.
He does.
And it's brilliant.
He does look a little slow. And at one point, the new cell phone or the new phone in the house was ringing. He didn't know how to answer it or turn it off.
He didn't know what it was.
So he stared like a retard stares at a Ferris wheel.
Yeah. And he picks up the cell phone and puts it to his ear and then looks at it like a monkey looking at a walnut. He just didn't know. It was Ozzy like you never would have imagined this is what Ozzy's life is about.
Right.
And his kids, first of all, his son, now you think... Ozzy's son. All right. He's probably got long hair, a bunch of tats.
Already
he's
playing out, guitar.
Yeah, he's banging chicks in his room. He's smoking dope. He's out all the time. He's drunk, whatever. Ozzy's son is the biggest geek I've ever seen on television.
Highly,
he gives Urkel a run for his money.
Highly intelligent, it seems, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. But, you know, the geekdom just comes right through. When he's dressed in... an army outfit. He's in
fatigues
with a
hard hat, fatigue,
army helmet on,
army helmet with a knife stabbing a bayonet. Oh, that was the bayonet, right?
Yeah,
stabbing a box as they're playing what, like Leave It to Beaver music.
Leave It to Beaver type music, and he's stabbing a box repeatedly. And the fights that he gets in with his sister.
This is what Ozzy gets. He spent his whole rock career traveling the world.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much blown off his family, doing all the drugs that he could find.
Yep.
And now he's an older guy. I hear he's, what, 53, 54? He's living in Beverly Hills.
Doesn't move around as well as he used to.
Doesn't move around as well. And now he has to deal with these two kids that are now teenagers that will not listen to him. Because it's like, Pop, where the hell have you been?
Right.
He's in his own hell now. And I think it's hilarious.
When he's telling his kids, you know... listen to me. I love you more than life itself, but you're all f***ing mad.
You sure that's Ozzy and not Ken Stevens?
Yeah.
I think that was audio from our meeting yesterday.
You're all f***ing mad. I can't take this anymore.
And then Ozzy asks his wife, Sharon, where he should put his shotgun.
Yeah.
And I think she suggests that he should put it under his bed.
Under the bed. And he goes, oh, that's a good idea.
And he runs up the stairs all excited with his shotgun to put it under
his
bed.
With his eyes bulging out like a retard.
Graham, what's going on?
Guys, that was the best goddamn show I've seen in the last 10 years on TV.
Yeah.
I was laughing so... I got to get up at like 4 in the morning. I just could not miss it.
Mm-hmm.
It kept me up for hours after. When he's walking around the house looking like somebody passed gas. He's got that that shocked look on his face.
He's got that I'm smelling something real bad look. And then when he's sitting on the couch with his shirt off, you just look at him going, oh, I'm sure there was a time those tats seemed like a really good idea.
He's like, he's deaf. He's got to have the TV up louder than I've heard anybody ever listen to television.
He told his daughter to...
He goes, I'm deaf. I've had a million decibels. Write me an effing note.
Write me a f***ing note. Because his daughter was getting pissed because Ozzy's sitting right next to her.
Right next to her.
Like at a dinner party or something.
Yeah.
And no, it was the Last Supper.
Yeah, and she's getting all frustrated because Ozzy can't hear her. And Ozzy's like, write me a damn note.
Did you see the neighbor's face? Standing on the sidewalk looking at the front door?
Yeah, I can't wait till next week's episode.
Like it was 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah, it is like you know something? That's a great point. It's like the Munsters moved into the neighbor.
The neighbor thing was a little disappointing, though, because it seemed like that was very set up.
Yeah.
Next week we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because the rest of the show was so real and just these, this family interacting, if you could call them a family.
I don't want to step on your airtime, but they're repeating that at 6:30 on MTV today.
Oh, cool.
There you go. I like when
this is typical MTV, ready? The Everyday Life of Ozzy and His Family. Original air date, March 5th, 2002. Last night, of course. Future airings, The Osbournes, March 6th, 6:30. March 8th, 3 o'clock. March 8th, 9:30.
Yeah.
March 9th, 1:30. March 9th again, 8 p.m. They're rerunning the first episode, it looks like, at least 10 times before the second one comes on. So there you have it.
He's shaking like Michael J. Fox.
I got the gun audio. Ozzy with the gun.
That's the only complaint I have about the show is the audio is a little hard to hear.
MTV, if you're listening, subtitles.
They probably all have them all done already. They should put in subtitles.
Subtitles would be hilarious.
Especially for Ozzy. Even with the best sound, he's kind of hard to understand what the hell he's saying.
First of all, you would get the laugh because, oh my God, it's subtitles.
Yeah.
But then also, you pick up on things that you didn't really hear the first time around. I mean, everything that these people say is hilarious.
Yeah.
Here's Ozzy with the shotgun.
What do you want to do with my gun, Sharon? Under the bed.
Wherever you
want to
put it.
I'll put it under the bed.
And the music. There's Ozzy walking through his house with a gun, which he later affixes a bayonet to. The guy does nothing. So like I was saying, everybody's working, trying to do something, and Ozzy's doing nothing.
Right.
He's sitting on the couch trying to figure out the remote control of the TV. Which is just great.
I got the TV problems audio, too.
He gets so pissed off that he can't figure out this brand new remote control for the television. Because it controls a lot of things. It's a little touch screen thing that he's got going. Latest technology. And he cannot figure out, and he's getting pissed.
Listen to this clip again. Tell me he doesn't sound retarded, though.
Yeah, he is.
I love Ozzy. Black Sabbath was one of the first bands I was into growing up.
This makes me like Ozzy
I know this
more.
Will. Too bad Norton's not here because I think we're filming Jim Norton Cribs. We'll be talking about that in a little while. But, Jim's got to even understand that, he looked retarded walking around his own house. Listen to the audio again.
What do you want to do with my gun, Sharon? Under the bed.
Wherever you want to put it.
I'll put it under the bed.
I'll put it under the bed.
I'll put it under the bed.
I'll put it under the bed. I'm a simple man.
When he said that, I was dying.
At what point he's lecturing his kids not to, drink or get high?
Don't do drugs. Don't smoke cigarettes. He holds up the cigarettes. This will kill you faster than crack.
Right. And he's trying to tell his kids, don't. Don't get high. Don't drink. Oh, yeah. You got that? Here's Ozzy giving his own kids bad advice.
Please don't get drunk or get stoned tonight. Don't f***ing piss up like that. Don't drink. Don't take drugs tonight.
No, don't.
Please.
Do that. I don't do that.
If you have sex, wear a condom.
If you have sex, wear a condom. You can't even talk. If you have sex, wear a condom.
I gotta go get another Diet Coke.
I remember what it was like when I was banging them. Wear a condom.
Two at a time. There's Mr. Sweetleaf.
Jay, what's up?
God. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, did you see that part where a sister was arguing with the kid and she's like, hey, you don't have any friends, go up to your room and listen.
Hey.
Sorry, guys.
Watch that language.
That show is hilarious.
I mean, yeah, you can tell, like, this
you just
kid
quoted
is, like,
the worst line of the whole show.
You can tell this kid is like a total geek that he has no friends.
Yeah,
they try
a geek.
To set him up like he's going to a club or something. Yeah. You know, in real life, this kid would never go to a club. He'd be up in his room listening to music and reading books all day.
Who's the woman that was in the room with him? They're watching TV. The nanny. And the nanny goes, you shouldn't be standing here watching shows about pot. And the kid just goes, I'll f*** off. He tells the nanny to f*** off.
Joanna, what's up?
I'm telling you, it was a great, like, anti-drug thing, because eventually you do all these drugs and then you actually end up in, like, the real world.
The whole thing was
totally
a PSA.
Retarded.
Should have been a PSA for
it really, he's
drugs.
Like all shaky and freaky.
Yeah.
But the best is that Jay Leno thing, when she's like, next time you're going to do a talking bit. And he's like, when? Next week?
Yeah, he didn't even know, like, he doesn't even understand the format. You don't come back a week later.
Yeah, like, he is retarded. It's like, you have to talk like, you know, like he's
like you're
real.
Talking to a child.
He seems
like
a little slow.
It goes on in the real world to him.
Yeah, he was on Leno. That's another hysterical part, because he's sitting
in
front of the
chair.
TV. Well, first when he's in front of the TV, he's just laughing hysterically. I guess he likes Leno. He finds him funny.
Yeah.
But when he's ready, before he's taping the show, he's in the makeup chair. He's wearing this costume, this shirt with a bunch of strings and twine and whatnot hanging from the sleeves.
Like,
and
dripping into the chair.
It gets all hung up and tangled in the chair. He tries to stand up. He goes, oh, I can't get out of the chair.
And Sharon's like, we're going to cut it. We're going to make it shorter.
They're like, we're going to cut these. They had to, like, he's pulling the threads. Oh, it's stuck on the chair.
He got all tangled in it.
I can't get out of the fucking chair.
It was the best half hour of TV I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very Spinal Tap-ish.
It was very well done. Well edited. The music was great. It was really, really funny.
Then he goes
out. Subtitles help?
What?
Subtitles would be hilarious.
Subtitles would have made it really funny, and it certainly would have helped.
Yeah.
All right. When Leno comes in and asks him for an autograph for his nephew or something, he goes, well, not me. You know, it's for my nephew. It's for my nephew. Big fan. And he comes out, and he does his song. You know, he plays a tune. And you could see it's just, you know, Ozzy is having a real hard time getting his arms in the air to clap his hands over his head. He, like, comes out and he's trying to rock to the music, and you could just see the arthritis and stuff in his back, and this is awful. Poor guy.
Here's I think his wife talking to Ozzy about next time you're on Leno.
Yeah, this is where
sit down and talk to Jay.
He doesn't understand because he just played a song. He didn't get to sit down and talk with Jay.
I guess you could set that up with Jay. Like, look, we'll introduce you. You play and that's it.
Yeah.
And other people, you know, you play and maybe sit down as well. So Sharon's saying, hey, next time you'll sit down and have a talk with Jay. He couldn't grasp
that
the concept.
It wasn't like next
of sitting
week.
Down with Jay and talking. Listen.
Now you come back and talk to him.
Who?
Next time.
What?
I said next time you'll come back and talk, you'll be a talking guest instead of a singing guest.
Oh.
Right?
When's that next week?
Later.
He's got to talk to him like he's a retard. Did you hear that? He's like, next time, you know, you'll be a talking guest. What? Next time, you'll talk to him. And he's like, who? He doesn't even know who she's talking about, what they're talking about. But you got to play that again real quick, because just listen to what she has to go through to even get to that part of the conversation.
Basic thought, really.
Yeah.
Now you come back and talk to him.
Who?
Who?
Next time.
What?
What?
I said next time you'll come back and talk, you'll be a talking guest instead of a singing guest.
A talking guest.
Right?
When's that next week?
She's laughing at him.
A little later.
Next time, you hear that? Next time you'll be a talking guest right. instead of a singing guest. Do you get it, Ozzy?
Well, who?
Next time we're going to swing on the swings.
What the woman, what are you talking about? Talking f***ing guests, I don't even know what the f*** you're talking
about. Hey, Alfie, you're not supposed to say the word.
I hope he just said the F.
No, because, you know, I'm watching that show. I mean, they must have had 50, I think I read in the paper they had like 58 curses bleeped.
In a half hour
in
show.
In one half
59.
Hour episode, there were something like 58, 59 yeah. curses.
That's 2 a minute.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
How you doing, boys?
All right.
Hey. One of the funniest parts of that show last night was when Ozzy was watching his performance from the Leno show. He's sitting there by himself with the black security guard.
Who didn't have a clue security guard's looking like, what the hell is this I'm watching?
None of Ozzy's family members were there, and he's sitting there with his head in his hands, looking like he was going to cry.
Well, that's the best thing, too, is the fact that his kids are embarrassed that he's Ozzy Osbourne. They don't care. You would think, oh, it's Ozzy, and his kids would be like, my father's Ozzy Rock. I'm going to sit and watch the performance. They don't like Ozzy.
They think he's uncool.
They think he's a dick.
They think Ozzy's uncool.
They say Ozzy's uncool. He's a dick. He's my father. He's my dad. And I'm not going to watch him make a fool out of himself. They see that as him making a fool out of himself. On Leno, the son didn't want to go to, you know, your dad's on Jay Leno. He's Ozzy Osbourne. You think he would go to the show and watch it live? He's like, I don't want to
go see that. I'll watch it on TV tonight.
That kid's such a geek. He'd rather walk around his house dressed up in army fatigues.
Yeah. He's walking around his house dressed like a soldier, stabbing a box with a bayonet.
Chasing a cat. He was chasing the cat. He couldn't find the cat.
Yeah. And then he's holding the cat, flipping the bayonet around in his hand. I was waiting for him to slit the cat's throat.
That is a modern-day real-life monster, hands down.
Right, it is the real-life monster. You're right.
But Ozzy watching his appearance on Leno was hilarious because he was enjoying Jay's jokes.
Yeah.
He was enjoying him a little too much. I mean, Jay's not that funny.
Laughing like a retard. Again, like a retard.
Like he was watching, I don't know, SpongeBob SquarePants or whatever it is.
I laugh at that too. He's a funny f***ing sponge. That's the most hysterical sponge I've ever f***ing seen.
And then he's sitting there with the black security guard, and they're both watching his his performance on Leno.
Yeah.
The black security guard that just watches the house that has a blood clot on the side of his... on his side, he could go at any moment.
I take care of the Ozzy Osbourne.
And then at one point, Ozzy, the security guard is sitting there. His eyes were as big as the black guy that was in the little rowboat in Caddyshack when Rodney was driving that cruiser through it.
Yeah,
because he didn't know what the f he was seeing on TV. I think we have audio of the security guard.
My name is Michael, and I was hired as a security to watch the Ozzy Osbourne and Mrs. Sharon Osbourne house. I walk around the perimeters. I walk outside. I check the front house, the doors, the windows, the back house, make sure just everything is okay around here.
Who you? I ain't calling you, lady.
Eric wants to know if Ozzy ever said helicopter.
No,
helicopter. We're hoping Ozzy's going to call us today, you know.
Yeah.
I hear he's at his second home in St. James.
Oh, St. James.
Wink,
Long
wink. Nudge, nudge.
It's when he's here on the East Coast.
Eric, what's going on?
Yeah, that guy, Ozzy Osbourne, he hardly ever blinks his eyes. It's like he had to think about it to make it happen.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole thing, you just got to see it.
Terrible.
The TV problems with the audio is hilarious.
I'm a simple man.
Oh, we got the TV audio in. Ozzy trying to figure out his satellite TV.
Yeah.
Weather in Afghanistan, 2,000 degrees and cloudy.
What the
f***
am I doing? I'm stuck on the Weather Channel. Ah. What the f*** is that? What the f*** is that? Stupid dick.
He can't figure it out. And then the cell phone was ringing. And he just, what you don't get to see there is him just staring at the phone trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
He looked like a caveman looking at a computer monitor. I swear to God, that was the face he made.
What? I don't understand. This isn't... What's making that noise? I don't know what's making it a f***ing noise.
You're all effing mad. Rico.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right, man.
Oh, man, funniest thing, dude, is when he's sitting there with the controller, right? And it's near the end, and all of a sudden he's got the shower going.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how the shower started. He's totally oblivious to anything that's happening.
Because I'm a simple man.
He's a simple man. The guy's a man.
And next week on the Osbournes, they're getting an animal psychologist to deal with their dog problem.
Oh, that's great.
You got that clip? Oh, God, listen to this. This is better than any line you'll hear on a sitcom. Listen to this.
It's a therapist, and she's
going to
help us with
the
dog.
No, darling, you don't need a therapist. You just need to get up at 7 and open the f***ing door.
His wife decided that the dog needed... They got animals all over. I can't even keep count of how many they got.
So they hired a therapist.
A dog therapist, because the
and
dog
like,
was like
we don't
crapping.
Need a therapist. Just get up and open the
7
door.
In the morning, open the f***ing door.
Because I guess the dogs are crapping all over the
and
place.
And chewing everything up, so they get a therapist.
Yeah. Classic. Let me go to Louie. Phones are... all right, we'll get to that one. Louie, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Oday?
Hey.
Definitely the funniest thing last night is when they're talking about the security guard, and he's talking about how he walks around the perimeter and da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then all the clips they show him, he's either sitting on his ass or in the fridge eating food or something like that.
Playing pool.
Hey, so one more thing.
Yeah.
Hey, does Ozzy's son not look so gay with that curly hair?
Well, he chopped it off.
He definitely looks like a big faggot, and he talks about how he gets beat up at school and stuff like that. Well, no wonder, man. I'd beat his ass, too.
Yeah, I think he's very intelligent, though.
Yeah, he's maybe intelligent, but he's a little gay. I'm sure.
All right, cool.
Gay.
Here goes Louie. Chris.
I call my son a fag.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, tell me you guys saw the last clip of the show right before the credits. When he gets the remote, he's so frustrated, he almost throws it to the ground. Tell me that wasn't off the hook.
He can't work the remote. I don't know what the f***ing problem is. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
It is crazy. All right. A few more calls here, and we'll move on. Hockey Mike, what's up?
Hey, what up, boys?
Hey.
I'm sorry, you want to move on? A couple quick ones. When he came in with his rifle asking if he could put it under the bed, he looked like a kid on Christmas morning.
Oh, he's retarded.
I mean, absolutely insane. And then the security guard at the end, they're watching his Leno appearance. The security guard's sitting there looking like he's watching his daughter's execution on TV.
he'd rather
be doing anything else than watching that.
He definitely didn't understand what Ozzy's all about. No. And Ozzy, it was obvious he hated watching himself on TV. He was really cringing.
Yeah, he was freaking out.
He was
I don't
freaking
even know if he knew it was him on TV.
Huh?
You don't even know if Ozzy knew it was himself on TV.
I didn't know what I was watching.
And then they just have the camera on Ozzy as he's watching Leno do his stand-up there, and the out-of-control laughing was so funny, man.
He finds Leno very funny, apparently.
All right,
boys. Eatabullet.com. Later.
Oh!
Where's that other clip?
Which one you want?
The one TV...
the second TV problem?
Yeah, the one that he's having a problem with.
Adam, what's up?
Where he says he's a simple man.
Hi, it's Alan.
Oh, what's up, bro?
How are you doing, guys?
All right.
Hey, last night, when the guy said... The guy that they bought the remote control from,
mm-hmm.
that satellite system, he goes, this has to be the easiest control ever. We just give it to the customers, and they figure it out. It's so simple. Then they show him Ozzy hitting it on it, banging on it.
Yeah, they go right from the guy going, this is the easiest remote ever. We just hand it to the person, and they can work it.
And the subtitles are a great idea because I had to watch it twice because my wife wanted to watch it after I had seen it live.
We watched it twice in the office alone, and I watched it when it was happening last night. I've seen the first episode 3 times, and I picked up something every time I watched it.
Exactly. You miss so much. You got to watch. The subtitles will be great.
Someone on the instant feedback is saying that they wanted to put subtitles, but Sharon Osbourne said no to the subtitle idea because I guess that would be making too much fun. But I think that would have been hilarious. That would have put it over the top.
Yeah.
You know, now that you guys talk about this, I was actually a little fed up with the program. I wasn't going to really watch it anymore. And then when I watch it the second time with my wife, it kind of made me laugh a little how stupid it is. Oh, now you guys are talking about it. Now I got to watch it every week.
Right off the bat, I was just laughing my ass off. It's like, this is insane. This is not the life I pictured Ozzy having.
He's in hell.
You picture
Ozzy. He's in a modern day hell.
Yeah. He's paying his dues now.
He's paying for his sins. Kids that don't listen to him. He's got to deal with his wife that obviously is hiring like interior decorators and stuff.
And the,
he doesn't want to live like that.
The pet therapist.
And the pet therapist.
This is the guy that bit the head off the bat. You know? Now he's got a pet therapist
that's chewing through all his things.
Just wake up at 7 in the morning and open the f***ing door.
Do we got the second clip about the TV problems?
We didn't give the owners any written instructions. We gave them the remote controls, and then the owners figured out by himself how to work it. So that's how easy it is.
Weak signal, that's about it. What's that old f***ing, that weak signal? Jack! Can you get this this television to work? I'm a very simple man. You gotta have a computer knowledge to turn the f***ing TV on and off. Yeah! F***ing thing. Why can't I get a normal f***ing TV, man? I press this one button and a shower starts. I'm going, what is this? Where am I, man? F***ing space age. And the nightmare continues. Nightmare in Beverly Hills.
Nightmare in Beverly Hills.
That's just the audio.
That God. Is the funniest part of the show is that.
Right there.
It's like, we just give it to the consumer. It's that easy. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah,
every time Ozzy's hitting the goddamn thing.
He's like an ape, too, just doing the same thing over and over again.
Beep, 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 beep. Zach, you gotta get them televisions to work. You gotta be into computer technology.
Yeah, Leno had to tell Ozzy how to...
This space age.
Leno had to tell Ozzy how to spell Rick. Yeah. That was another... it was chock full of moments, this damn show. A couple more, and then we got to move on to the other things. Anthony!
Yeah, Opie?
Hey.
What's up? What about the part when he jumped in the pool with no water in it? Right. You imagine if there was water in there?
They have a really nice pool in the back that is going to look like a pond surrounded by rocks and stuff.
It'll look like something you'd see at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but it's empty. So Ozzy's in there walking around, making like he's swimming. Like he's walking, but his arms are going like he's swimming. He looks like, well, again, a retard.
They ain't going to let him allow swimming when there's water in there.
You know, someone has a good idea. Let me have Sean tell you here. Sean, what's up? Sean E.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You're next on Opie and Anthony. What do you got?
Let me start off by saying you guys are the emperors of entertainment, Bob. When Ozzy was laying on the couch with no shirt on,
yeah,
that was like an episode of Cops right out of the Trailer Park.
Yeah.
You get them out of Beverly Hills, that is an episode of Cops.
Hey, it's a nightmare in Beverly Hills.
Like Ann said in the back office, 20 years ago, those tattoos seemed like a good idea.
Seemed like a great idea. I'm sure when Ozzy took his shirt off 20 years ago on stage or something, people in the crowd were like, rock! Yeah, I'm going to get tats just like Ozzy. Now they're just, they look like somebody threw paper towels with ink on them at him. That's how, you can't even distinguish what they are. It's just like, and on the body that's just been ravaged by time and drugs.
All right, I love you guys. I'm out of here.
All right. I have a feeling there's going to be a future episode of Cops.
What are you doing? Get out of my house. It's a crossover episode with Cops.
There's going to be a problem. Ozzy's going to be hiding under the kiddie pool in the backyard.
Of course I threw the f***ing remote at her. The f***ing bitch should have known to get me a simple television. I'm a simple man. I can't figure out how the f*** to work the buttons. I had a smacker. And then my son brought down the bayonet, and then I must have tripped over one of the f***ing dogs, and the bayonet went into her. Oh, didn't get out of my house. This is my house, Ozzy's f***ing house. This is Beverly Hills, man. Get the f*** out of here. All right, I'll cooperate. Ow, you're hurting my arm. You're hurting my f***ing arm. Leave me alone. Look, I didn't do it.
Rock and roll!
Rock rock and roll. I didn't do anything, okay, man? I didn't do anything. Why are you arresting me? Sharon, get me out of jail. Bail me out. It's just a little misunderstanding. Jack, run and get my f***ing gun. It's under the f***ing bed where I put it.
Walk around like a tard.
Do you think he wants some cheese?
Yeah. I know. So he sounds like
he
Arthur.
He sounds like Arthur drunk.
Hobson, run my f***ing bath, would you please? Run, man.
All right.
Did you see that? Oh, you're a f***ing hedge. Don't you hate Perry's wife?
Is there any way to get the unedited version without the curses bleeped out?
I don't know.
I need
that
for my personal collection, man.
Hey, we're all one big happy company.
Is this a good clip?
Yeah, it's a great clip.
What is this clip of?
This is when he's describing his daughter, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a wobbler.
Because she, the daughter, he obviously did not help raise.
You know what, though? She is very typical of that age. Forget about it. You know, they're completely out of control. They don't like their parents. The cursing that goes on in the Ozzy house is hysterical. I love the fact that these kids are throwing the F word around like it's nothing to their parents.
And the parents right back at them.
If I was 15 years old or something like that and told my father to go himself, holy Jesus, I'd have seen that friggin' ring. Been the last thing I saw as it went into my head. I knew better, but these kids, they're telling him, oh, go off.
Wow, really? Did you ever think that Ozzy would have to deal with this crap?
No, that's what makes it even better.
All right, here's Ozzy explaining his daughter, Kelly.
Ever since Kelly was born, she has what we call a wobbler.
Leave it alone.
Dad, it's not high anymore.
Sorry, leave it alone.
It's kind of like a freak out.
Anymore. No, leave it alone.
Fine!
Over nothing.
Why is your sarcastic towards me?
I'm not. I'm in bad f***ing mood now.
What?
I nearly left the kitchen.
Oh, shut up. Someone's
wait
till your mother starts with me.
She's had a wobbler every day since she's been living. So when you say, what causes a storm out? It's Kelly.
It's Kelly.
That's so funny. She says, like, she drops the F-bomb. And then he turns around and goes, what? And she starts explaining. He goes, shut up. Tell her to just shut up.
All right. There's one more clip you want to do? Which one?
Yeah. 9? 91. What's going on now?
Jack can do anything he wants to, say anything he wants, talk all the shit. But if it comes back to him, he just freaks.
Dad, I...
Why don't you ask your own...
Dad, I have. She won't do... Cool. She goes, oh, I will. But she hasn't, and she won't. I'm about to lose it with her. She ditched Sarah, who's supposed to be her best friend, and just left us. If it wasn't for me, she'd still be at a f***ing mall with her dumb friends. See, it was me who said, hey, Kelly, when she was used to hang out at the mall with her little stupid friends. Okay, hey, Kelly, come meet us some clothes. We'll hang out.
Jack, I really understand, but you've got to understand where I'm coming from. I love you all. I love you more than life itself. You're all f***ing mad.
My favorite clip.
I love you all more than life itself, but you're all f***ing mad.
Isolate that.
My new favorite clip.
It's either that or the rock and roll.
Rock and roll! Like Ozzy. It's friggin' Ozzy Osbourne.
Rock and roll!
Got to deal with a teen daughter screaming at him.
No! And he just walks around doing nothing like a retard.
He's like a mongoloid kid.
Marco, what's going on?
Oh, hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Marco.
The first thing that came to my mind when I saw Ozzy walking around with a rifle, I thought of Jason Williams. Oh, my God.
I don't know what happened.
I was waiting for him to just freak out and shoot one of his balls or that goddamn interior decorator running around the queers.
Very good.
I shot the f***ing security guard. I was going to put the gun under the bed. It went off. Why don't we wipe the fingerprints off? I'll change me clothes. And we'll tell the f***ing police that he killed himself.
All right. Well, we have to take our first break.
Yeah, but oh, my God. That is...
Hopefully Ozzy will be calling us soon.
That is my new favoriteest show on television.
And there's nothing going on there.
I will
watch.
You're
not going to learn anything. There's going to be no storylines.
No, it's Ozzy doing
nothing.
No
messages.
Walking around like a Down syndrome child. And living in his personal hell that is his family. It's great.
It is great. All right.
Yeah, he was like old Bill.
I'm going to cross the street now.
I'm going to cross the street now. There's a lot of cars. My address is in my wallet. I don't remember the f***ing thing, okay? I'm a little... Ozzy's a little rascal on his little rascal. It's a new form of mobility. I'm a simple man. But I can't get around like I used to, so I get hop on the little rascal, man. It's a little rascal helicopter. Squeezes into tight places where you can't get the big f***ing helicopters. I'm a little rascal.
Oh. Hey, Ozzy did a little ID for our show.
Yes.
Check this out.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at the 9th. I forgot what year I was in there. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at... Ozfest is going to be crazy. So does it say my name? This is Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't have to know. I'm just going to insert something.
W4. Oh, nuts, that's my name. Get me a f***ing book to read. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to... What's that? Hi, this is
Opie and Anthony on the Rock Station.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony.
N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Oi.
And when I say we're back, oh, we're back. Rick has left the studio, Anthony.
Yes.
He's heading to a little hovel in Jersey. A hovel where our pal lives. Little Jimmy Norton's apartment. There's a reason little Jimmy Norton's not here today. We are filming Cribs with little Jimmy Norton.
Jim Norton Cribs. We did Stalker Patty Cribs. Remember that.
That was a big hit. A
lot of fun. People enjoyed it. They could see the videotape of it on foundrymusic.com.
If it's still up there.
I think it is. Steve leaves those things up there for a long time.
And Jeff did a great job editing that.
It looked just like an episode of Cribs.
Yes. So we're going to try it again with old Jimmy Norton.
Yeah, I hear his house is a real horror. A real horror show. I'm sure there's just, like, sea stains everywhere. That's how I picture it. Ugh.
He says there's mold.
Yeah, yeah.
Dishes that haven't been washed in months, you know, that type of thing.
That type of apartment. I had one of those, man. We all did, right? Pee Wee's Playhouse. It was in Huntington. And it was a place where, my friend Plankfoot there, Joe Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Ferrara, who could be seen tonight, 9:30 on The Job. ABC.
Don't forget to tune in. Check out the Wow sticker.
Right. And this apartment we had was just an abomination.
No one, we were all slobs, all complete slobs, where the sink, I guess the first week that we were there, we used dishes because no one washed them after that. Like, we used them, dirtied them,
did you
put them in the sink.
Dishes pile up to the point where you can't even use the faucet anymore?
Yeah, you cannot swing the faucet from side to side. There's no clear spot to get a glass in it. Like, you'd put a glass underneath the thing, but it would have to be tilted so much you could only get, like, an ounce of water in the glass.
And what did that usually mean?
That you had to throw out the dishes.
Exactly. At that point, it was up. Time to get new dishes.
But no, that never. We just went into the bathroom, got the water from the bathroom sink. Didn't matter. It got so bad. The plates, we used them, like I said, for like the first week, and then no one washed them. So the stench that would come out of the mold and decaying food in the sink would be squelched by filling the sink back up with hot water. And putting some soap in there.
Ugh.
To let him soak. Ah, we'll let him soak a little.
Because
another month.
Because that's what the dishes needed.
To soak.
To soak a little bit.
So after, you fill up the sink with foamy water, then you can't see the dishes. Until the water drains out or evaporates or whatever the hell it did. The beer cans on the living room table just piled up in pyramid fashion. Until you would finish your beer and actually have to seek out a spot to put it. You'd be sitting there going, wow, you know something? This could be it. This could be the point where I cannot put a beer down on this table. And then you'd find, like, clink, find a spot. Eventually, we would throw them all into garbage bags, not to clean up, to get more money for more beer. And then take that down to the beer distributor, and we're able to buy, like, another case of beer just on the empties. We'd get, like, $20, $30 off of the table and the floor and everything else. Worth of cans. And then we'd buy more beer.
That's good for a 24-pack.
No one, the bathroom was just like the shower curtain, the bottom of it, none more black is how you could describe it. How much more black could the bottom of the shower curtain get? The answer is none more black. Bedrooms just like, they might as well have been caves, moldy, like laundry was only done on a must-have basis. You know, you'd grab a pair of jeans and a couple of T-shirts, run down to the laundromat, the one that was next to the bar. It's just that was the style.
That's where laundromats should be.
And I picture Norton's apartment being that much.
Well, we're going to find out, and we're going to get them all on the phone as, you know, they're going to walk through his apartment and film it, and we'll do it all live on the air today. So that should be a lot of fun.
Dan from Hoboken asked if we ashed on the carpet, the sign of the ultimate hovel. If you just flick the ashes on the carpet, of course. The carpet, or you would just flick it on the armrest of the couch and rub it in. And my brother was notorious for leaving, like, smoking his cigarettes, and the ashtrays, like, would be thrown all over the place. They're just too full. So he would stand the cigarette up on its filter on a table until it just burnt itself out. And everything had cigarette burns on it. Every flat surface
classic
had a cigarette laying on it to the point where it just smoldered down and left this big, long burn mark in it.
My brother tells a story. He went to Oneonta, and he was on the rugby team and stuff, and they used to have all those house parties and stuff in.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of guys just renting a house up there. And I guess they, they got hammered, and they started throwing the rugby ball around or something. Something bad happened, and someone kind of went through a wall, but not all the way through. So their solution was to take the wall down, hoping the landlord would not notice.
Not notice that a wall was missing?
A wall completely gone.
There you go. Did it work?
No.
No, of course not.
Paul.
Yeah, how you doing?
You been to Norton's house?
Well, I didn't actually get to go in. I was supposed to pick up his DVD player. I worked at JVC, and he was bitching about the DVD player, and I said I'd get it fixed for him.
Blowing up his spot.
Yeah, what was it? Why
I went to his house.
Hold on, because this could be funny, too. Why was he bitching about the DVD player?
Oh, because he couldn't get Caligula to play on it.
Seriously?
He wanted to spank his monkey anyway, and he couldn't get it on. So.
All right, so you've been to Norton's neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to buy his house to pick it up, and somehow we got miscommunicated. I got there early, and I couldn't get him to wake up from the door. But his neighbors come out. I swear to God, he has every illegal immigrant from Mexico living downstairs from him.
Really? Well, we're going to find out soon.
Yeah, look out for next door as well. They're doing construction. Look, he lives in Beirut.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Beth, just waking up from a coma, I think. Beth, what's up? Hey, Beth.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, Beth?
Speak.
This isn't Beth. This is Steph.
Steph, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm trying to get another 55-gallon drum challenge. I know that you guys are doing it on Friday, but...
We're doing it on Friday, and we gave the ladies like 3 weeks to qualify.
I know, but I could come down today right now.
Where are you?
I'm in Philly.
And what do you want to do for the 55-gallon drum challenge?
I will lick chocolate pudding off of the actual toilet seat.
What?
Yeah.
You will eat pudding off of a toilet seat.
Wow,
this was going to be...
That's,
you know,
pretty
what it,
good.
This was going to be just a throwaway phone call to set up so we could seg into talking about the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Yeah.
As I take down that third wall of radio.
Right.
It's going to be a throwaway, and then we're like, we don't need you. But speaking of the 55-gallon, you know, that type of thing was going to happen.
Oh, come on.
But now I'm thinking we might have something here.
Come on.
Yeah.
How many barrels do we have for tomorrow? I think we have nine. Nine girls coming down tomorrow.
Well, you make it an even 10. That's perfect.
You would lick chocolate pudding off the toilet seat.
Yes.
Now, let's negotiate a little bit.
Yeah.
A little negotiating has to happen here.
Yeah.
Although Pete uses that toilet, so just that thing alone is kind of disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, I don't know about Pete, so that's all right.
No, I said Pete, our engineer.
Pete Johnson, the engineer.
Who has bowel problems.
All I could tell you is all I see is he drinks a lot of coffee all day, which makes for some nice Hershey squirts. Splatters.
Ugh.
Sometimes he walks down the hall. The back of his shirt looks like he rode his 10-speed through a mud puddle.
See, that's what the chocolate pudding's for. You won't even see it.
Well, I think we got to go a little deeper into the bowl there.
Oh.
A little deeper.
A little deeper. Like, where are you thinking?
I'm thinking an inch or two above water.
Okay.
Are you saying okay?
Uh-huh.
So wait, we smear chocolate pudding just above the water line in the toilet, and you will lick the chocolate pudding off of that toilet bowl wall.
Yeah.
Ben, can we fit her into the 55-gallon drum challenge if she does this? Sure. We got an extra barrel for tomorrow?
We can work it out. Yeah. I think this is
Steph?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Game on.
Game on.
Get your ass up here.
I have to be there by seven.
By seven.
Here's the deal. No, you have to be here by 6:30.
Okay.
The latest.
At the latest. We have to be on the radio with you licking by 6:30.
Earlier is better, Stephanie.
Yeah, early's better. If you could leave now, go.
I am leaving now. It's going to take me an hour or two.
All right.
Okay.
But I need to find out where your radio station is.
All right, hold on.
You hold on the line.
If you show up at 6:32, we're going to turn you around.
All right, hold on.
Stephanie?
Yeah?
Who's getting the pudding, Opie? Is she bringing the pudding?
I can pick it up.
Will that take longer for her to stop and get pudding?
No, 7-Eleven's right up the street.
All right, if it's not going to be a problem, you get your own pudding.
All right, I can do that.
You're going to get a snack pack?
And it's Wow Wednesday, and I'm a very big fan of Wow.
Oh, well, you can wow us. Yeah,
okay.
We'd like to see that because it is Wednesday. Wow's coming back full strength very soon.
Okay.
A few more weeks, and we'll be out of this winter mess here in New York. All right, Steph, thanks.
I hope we can pull her hair away enough so we get a good video view of her.
Steve took the camera crew up to Norton's apartment.
No, there's got to be another camera around here. Is there another video camera laying around?
Ben?
Holy smoke.
There has to be.
Probably Ron and Fez have one. We'll find out.
All right, or at the worst, we'll just take digital pictures.
No, you know something?
Tongue, toilet bowl, pudding.
Nothing beats real live video of her doing this. So
we'll get a camera.
See if they got one.
Can
maybe
you go negotiate with the Ron and Fez show?
Yes.
Our pals, our friends. All right. Anthony, the 55-gallon drum challenge is happening Friday.
Friday.
We're still taking your suggestions for things that we should be throwing into these barrels.
Disgusting is one criteria.
We got a list of great stuff.
Shocking.
We don't want to mention them on the air right now because we want the girls to be surprised, because all the girls in this contest are hardcore listeners of the show. We got some representation all over the place. Mm-hmm. We got two girls from Boston coming down, Becky and Stephanie. You might remember Becky. She ate the lamb's eyes.
Chocolate-covered lamb eyeballs, which were, as she said, chewy.
Chewy. Her friend Stephanie, also from Boston, is coming down Friday for the 55-gallon drum challenge.
She was good.
She blew bubbles in the toilet.
Yeah, which now, if this girl does the chocolate pudding thing, well, you know something? Blowing bubbles is pretty bad. Your face is in the water.
Right.
She's licking it from the side.
Yeah.
Someone should... We should get somebody to take a dump in there. Like, right now.
Get Pete. Stinky, get Pete!
Bring Pete in. We'll see if he has to take a dump.
Bring out Pete.
I'll... It's not coming out.
We got LLC. Remember her from Cleveland, Anthony?
Oh, boy, that was a big one.
She did the headstand yellow discipline thing.
Yes.
Matter of fact, by the way, I should tell you guys, Friday, the show kicks off right at 3 with us shoving these girls in the drums. So yep. We have plenty of time to torture them.
4 hours of torture time.
Sarah from Cleveland, she ate the lamb's brain right from the skull. Remember, we had to crack the skull open.
We? Who's this we? You're talking Frenchie.
Frenchie did it.
I cut the top of the skull, and she spooned it out.
And we gave her a spoon, and she scooped it out and ate it, and that's how she got in the 55-gallon drum challenge. Pete's in the studio.
Pete, did you have a coffee break with the boys today?
Of course.
And what did you have?
We just had coffee. Things are lean, so I don't know.
Oh, a little lean?
Yeah.
You can't afford the big cakes anymore?
My Stella Doros didn't come in today.
No,
so.
Stella Doros? Do you feel a big dump working up, Pete?
Not really.
You don't have to move your bowels?
It's not my time of the day.
What time do you usually move your bowels?
We need a good dump
more
from
in
you.
The morning.
You're a morning guy?
Yeah.
Never in the afternoon?
No.
This would help if you really had... Are you regular, Pete?
Pretty regular.
Yeah. Opie, there could be a problem. We want you to take a dump in the toilet so the girl can lick pudding off of the side of the bowl. After you take a dump,
Pete.
You
pulled me in here?
Yes, yes, we were hoping you had to make a bowel movement.
You're making me blush now.
Yes, you're very embarrassed.
Well, someone's going to have to dump.
Well, Pete, I'm sorry you can't help us.
Because it's the no crunching zone, but we're making it an exception today.
Exception today.
Only today, Pete.
What
we
about
are allowing
some of
you to walk 20 feet down the hall
I
and,
can't do it.
And let it flow.
What about the engineer comrades you have?
No.
They don't have to go?
No.
Drink more coffee and some hot chocolate. Maybe you can
maybe
go.
Maybe Eddie Burns or somebody. He went. I forgot where he went to have lunch today. Maybe he might.
Oh, maybe.
All right, can you find someone?
I don't know. I mean, how could I find someone?
Put the word out, Pete. Hey, who has to dump? Hi.
Pete, take the bullhorn.
Hello. Everybody that works here at the radio station or up at 1010 Winds, do you have to dump? Opie and Anthony are looking for you. Please, Winds people, now more than ever, we need a dump. Lock it into the toilet.
All right, well, we'll get a dump going.
All right, Pete, I wish you could help us, but...
Sorry. You're letting us down again, Pete.
He's great with the equipment, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
But he can't dump on cue.
All right. Also in the 55-gallon drum challenge that happens Friday, Stacy from Lodi. This was my favorite thing when we got to shoot the lamb's blood from the big, huge super soakers at her.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. I hope you've seen the video up on foundrymusic.com by now. Staten Island, this girl Maria came in. She drank. No, she didn't drink the lamb's blood. She was supposed to drink the lamb's blood, but we decided to nuke it for safety purposes, and it turned into How do we explain it? I guess it was like a cup full of scabs, really. Chocolate covered scabs.
It looked like crumpled chocolate or soil, like dirt.
It was a scabby mess.
It was actually, that's what it was, because it's blood with all the moisture taken out of it, which pretty much amounts to just a cupful of scab.
Scab.
She ate it down. Three big heaping spoonfuls of scab.
She got a good one.
Get a good one.
Then we had Jennifer. She was very funny from Rahway.
Mm-hmm.
She was the goldfish girl.
Oh, my God. This was sick.
She made the goldfish disappear in a place.
She put the goldfish not in her mouth, not up her nose, not in her ears, not in the balloon knot. Pretty much covers everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and
she
they disappeared.
One.
And then she popped it out and gobbled it down. Mm-mm.
So she's in the 55-gallon drum challenge. We had Kelly from Cleveland. We didn't air this on our show because we were messing with Tom that day. getting him in trouble outside that convenience store.
How you guys doing?
Probably heard that bit.
Yeah.
While we were messing with Tom, we had Kelly downstairs. There's a really disgusting dumpster. She jumped in there, bra and panties, and rolled around for a while. After we told her there's probably rats in there, she came back upstairs shaking. She was so scared.
She was a little petrified of the dumpster.
But she is in the 55-gallon drum challenge. Another girl from Cleveland. That makes three girls coming from Cleveland to do this on Friday. And finally, Tracy from Maryland. She drank the curdled milk the other day. We got a report on her. She got violently sick after our program, by the way.
Oh, she did.
She was throwing up all night, I hear.
Oh, boy.
But she qualified, and she's in the 55-gallon jump challenge. First prize, Friday. One girl's walking away with $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
If we get more than one winner, then we're going to have to split up some money and stuff.
Going to have to divvy up some of the prize money.
Divvy up the prize money. We got trips. We got, I think, an Xbox now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun Friday when we do the 55-gallon drum challenge. For the first time in 2 years, Anthony.
It'll be a party in here.
We skipped last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have definitely upped the ante. Some of the things we have come up with to throw in the barrels, you're not going to believe.
Oh, yeah.
You are not going to believe. All right. Quick break, and we'll continue.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's
a squid.
It's a big squid, too.
It's a big squid.
Coming soon, the return of the 55-gallon drum challenge on the Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Yeah, you're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show today. Oh, we forgot to mention, Anthony?
Yes.
We had a great meeting with Ken Stevens last night.
Yeah.
A great meeting. Wasn't that fun? There's a reason why we always say, Opie and Anthony always win in the end.
Wow.
It was a great meeting. Mike, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, Ole?
Hey.
Listen, why don't you ask Father Craig Button Thumper to dump? He dumps all day.
Oh, Craig, the dump guy. Different type of dump. I don't think he's going to be dumping as much as he used to.
Oh, okay. That's good for everybody. How about worldwide syndication? All right, guys. Take care.
All right. I think Craig has a little extra time on his hands today.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he's going to have an itchy finger anytime soon. So maybe he can walk down the hall and dump for us before this girl from Philly shows up.
Take a dump.
Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I have a great idea for the Norton Cribs episode.
Yeah.
You got to get one of those semen-detecting lights.
Oh, man, we forgot the light.
Go in there and shut it off. Probably look like a disco ball in that place.
Yeah, the black light thing, it really shows up.
Yeah, there's a...
It really glows.
It'll look like a Peter Max painting.
Oh.
If there's a a pet supply store, like a Petco or something like that, they sell them there for like $20.
All right, well, they're listening to the show, so maybe they'll pick one up, all right?
All right.
I think we're going to get little Jimmy Norton Cribs underway very, very shortly.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that today.
I picture a house of horrors.
You think?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can I get a prize?
Yeah, you could get...
What kind of prize?
I don't think...
Anything.
Just for axing?
Just for axing.
We save the prizes for people that contribute to the show... You didn't really contribute that much.
Oh, come on. All the times I've been on hold and you go on to other subjects.
Well, you're late. All right. You want to go see Jim Norton?
Yeah.
All right. We got a pair of tickets to see Jim Norton at Town Hall on Thursday, April 18th. A few tickets are still available through all Ticketmaster outlets, but if you stay on the line, we'll give you a pair, right?
You got it. Thanks. You guys rock.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. All right. A few other things going on today before we get to Cribs Amp.
Yeah.
Gary Conn had lost.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. He was running for re-election there in California. And go figure, the people didn't want to elect somebody that probably had something to do with a girl being killed and thrown somewhere where no one will ever find her.
The people.
I wonder why.
The people woke the F up finally.
Well, These are the same people, you know, around the same area that let OJ go, though. So, I don't know. You know, you can't really depend on California.
It wasn't our people that let him go.
What do you mean our people, Opie? I'm talking about citizens of these great United States.
Like I said, it wasn't our people.
What was the difference between
that let him off the hook?
What you call our people and the people that let OJ go? There's a jury of his peers picked from just a select cross-section of society. That's all. I don't know what you're getting at.
It wasn't our people that let him go.
I'll ponder that for a while. But Gary Condit,
man. It was a bunch of people from another planet that let him go.
Was it? Planet of what?
Planet of moron.
Oh, okay. But you're going somewhere else there.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
That's what they're expecting.
I don't know.
We don't want to do the obvious anymore, right, Anthony?
That's right. Do what people completely expect us to do? Stop it.
We want to do the unexpected for a while.
I almost want to do the opposite of what people expect us to do.
Really?
Yeah.
And when do you want to put
people
this in motion?
Expect black, I want to give them white.
So when you want to start this new thing?
People expect up, I want to give them down. When? When do I want to start? About an hour and 20 minutes ago. Exactly.
I hope you can see the S-eating grins on our faces today.
Shake things up a little bit. Just shake it up a little.
We're back to being happy. Daniela, what's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to check if you guys finally got my penthouse.
The penthouse.
Yes.
This is Daniela from the Naughty 90 contest from Sacramento, California.
Yes.
You should have won the contest.
Thank you.
What are you saying?
Well, I say that to all the girls that call in because
I
keep my options open just in case things with Sandy don't work out.
I do have to say I got a lot of cool reactions from everybody.
We got your penthouse.
Finally.
The Denmark version? What?
The Dutch version.
It was the Dutch.
Hey, do we still have it in the back office?
Grab that penthouse. Grab the Dutch penthouse.
It looks like you guys enjoy a different hairstyle.
What does that mean?
What was going on there, Opie? It slips my mind. I remember I thought she had a very nice...
It was nice, but it was just trimmed differently than the ladies in the American version of Penthouse.
How was it trimmed?
It was a little...
Why am I not remembering this?
A little...
What are you, gay?
It was a little...
Bushy?
A little out of control.
Oh, you're talking about down there?
Yeah, a little out of course.
Well, it's more Americanized now, so yeah, don't worry.
Not a lot out of control, just a little out of control. Just a little.
I adjusted.
You adjusted for America?
Yeah, I adjusted.
I want to see it now.
Well, I told you I would come to New York as soon as I have the prize money. I'll come and visit you guys.
And then we could see it live?
Of course.
We could see your
Yeah.
What word can I use right now, Opie? What am I looking for?
For what, down below?
Yeah, but not offensive, like clam or nothing. You know, something pretty sounding.
How about tulip?
Your tulip?
Yeah.
My pretty flower.
Oh, I hate when girls use those terms.
The tulip?
It is pierced now, too.
He took my flower, my sweet orchid.
Oh, well, it could look like other flowers.
Yeah,
it doesn't quite look the same anymore.
What's my carnation?
What's that? That one spring flower that's kind of orange and kind of like out like this, and then this thing hangs over here.
That's like a. That's those Hawaiian flowers I was just talking about. Or a lily? No,
not like a. It's kind of orange, and then it has this thing over here that kind of sticks way out.
Is it a big hard leaf?
Like
a big one thick hard. Then it's not like an orchid.
Name some flowers. Like,
I don't know, flowers? What am I, a fan? Well, Opie, there's quite a variety of different flowers.
Ben?
Where's the penthouse?
Last I saw it was on your desk, and you know what you do every morning when you come in.
Oh, God.
Did you throw it out?
No, I did not throw it out. If
Frenchie probably friggin' took it.
No, I'll be honest. I think I took it home.
Did you?
It's in my book bag. I'll bring it back tomorrow.
Frenchie took it. Give me the penthouse.
I wanted to enjoy the penthouse in the privacy of my abode.
With NASCAR playing on your TV just in case someone walks in?
Well, she sent what was that other thing you sent us? It was kind of NASCAR-y.
It's Penthouse.
Oh, yeah. It's,
Opie,
it's like
first
an
of all,
to it.
First of all, let me just spank you, because if anybody that enjoys NASCAR knew what you were talking about, they were Formula One cars on the cover.
Formula One.
They would freak out. Because the Rubes do not like Formula One if you like NASCAR, Opie.
I
know you could spank it to either.
No, wait. I didn't know what NASCAR was until recently, and I'm starting to take a peek.
Oh, are ya?
Little peek at NASCAR.
Are ya?
I'm starting to understand the strategy of going round and round and round and round for three straight hours. There's actual strategy to it.
Of course
you
there
gotta
is.
Know, man, you got to know when to pit.
Of course, very important.
You can't pit under a green. You got to hold down and hopefully pit under a yellow.
Do you change the tires now?
You got to kind of figure that out.
Do you get fuel now, even though you don't need it, just so you won't have to fuel later? Very, very important strategies.
A lot of decisions to be made. Danielle, so
do you go home after the race and just beat up your wife because you lost? NASCAR strategies, very important.
That's all I know, though. Mm-hmm. Danielle, yeah, you look great naked. What else could we tell you?
I just wanted to make sure that you finally got it.
Yeah.
You guys thought I didn't send it, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew I'd come through for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
You guys have a good day. You rock.
Thank you, Danielle.
Bye-bye.
Right. She's going to come see us soon. I think we're working on a road show.
Yeah.
And we'll fly Danielle in. What the hell? Maybe she'll be the girl that we super soak with the blood.
Now that she's gone, I could use a term that I don't have to worry how it sounds.
Yeah, I remember her. Her picture looked like a nice splooge trough, didn't it?
What was that? A bit? What was that much?
I think she would have enjoyed that term, man.
Oh my god!
I think that would have flew
yeah?
with her.
Yeah. Okay. Next time,
let's go to Tammy. Tammy, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? Hey, Tammy. How are you?
I wanted to do the fake O today, if that's okay.
Ooh, yeah, it's a feature that hasn't gotten off the ground yet, really.
No, well, kinda hopefully like today I'll help you out.
Kind of like the 6 o'clock queef, we want to get this going as well.
Well, I can't do that for you, but...
Where are you calling from?
Philly.
Philly, oh, cool.
Yeah, and it should be good. I used to work as a phone sex girl, so...
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
She does have that voice.
Yeah, that means you're a fat pig.
No, not quite. You'd be surprised how many girls do that.
Why?
Easy money.
Yeah, but a lot of the girls that do it, they sound a little different than...
And Tammy, you said not quite.
It wasn't like, no, I'm not fat, I'm hot.
You said not
quite. Well, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I'm so wonderful looking, but I'm not ugly either.
You got some junk in the trunk? Is that what it is?
Look, everyone has a problem area. Everyone. We all have it. Where's your problem area?
I don't know. I think I'm real curvy, and...
That's what you call it.
No. I'm saying, don't worry.
Curvaceous.
No, but, like, I have, like,
I'm very Rubenesque.
No.
That's a word that fat people
made up. Don't be mean to me.
Up.
I'm nervous about
that. No, we're not being mean.
I don't think we say this
out of love.
I don't think Rubenesque was ever used before fat people came onto the
earth. Rubenesque.
Well, I didn't use that word either, so...
No, okay.
Let's make up a new word.
Curvaceous.
Curvaceous.
No, I'm cute. People like me, I guess. I don't know. I'm just not one of those type of people who's going to brag about myself.
People say I have a good personality and a cute face.
They say I have a very
cute
face.
I have more than
a
cute face.
Yeah. Give us some vital stats. Opie, get your chart out. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
5'2"?
Oh,
okay.
Boy. Okay.
Is that on that chart, or do you have to go to the other one?
5'2 doesn't leave a lot of room for options here on my chart.
The curve drops off
drastically.
Yeah.
From 5'4 to 5'2.
Look at all the red area that's with 5'2
opposed
to just 5'4. A couple of.
There's a lot of weights that can be involved with 5'6. Look at the 5'6. There's
I
a
know.
Lot of things that could be figured out here.
A lot of green zone and not much yellow and not much red. In the 5'2 zone, there's minimal green, there's a lot of yellow, and a lot of red.
There's not much equations that you could do with the 5'2".
No. So give us a weight statistic.
I'm around 125.
Oh, okay. Oof. Well, that's...
Okay, you put me in a tough position here.
It's kind of in the...
That's kind of curvy.
Yeah, you're curvy. Now, how big is the bra size?
I'm a 36D.
Oh, D's, Opie. Well, the 36 is important. 36 is a little big.
A little big in the back on a 5'2 girl.
On a 5'2. 36 is a perfect back for like 5'6 and above.
I don't know why you still got the chart, because I'm using the new program, Opie. I'm using the new program we got in.
No, 36D, 5'2, 125.
Yeah.
Thick legs.
Am I what?
Are you big boned, as they say?
No, not particularly.
All right. Okay.
God damn this thing.
It's she's on the border, Aunt.
Oh, there it is. No, hold on.
She's right in between.
Opie, I used to trust charts and papers before, but I'm putting the info in. All right. Press enter. Uh-oh. What is... Oh, boy. There is a problem. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I like big boys. I'm not lying.
Hey.
I like big boys and I cannot lie.
Hey.
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
All right. So, you know, you're curvaceous.
Yes, I am.
That's good.
And you used to do the phone sex?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Why don't you do it anymore?
It started to kind of gross me out a little bit.
Why? What was the one call that you took where you said, oh, God, I can't do this anymore?
Well, one of the last calls I took was this guy who called, and he had seen, like, his sister naked.
Ooh.
And he wanted to please himself while talking about his sister.
Yeah. Wow,
and
that's
I wasn't,
hot.
You know, I'm not really into
Ooh,
that.
The sweetest taboo.
People want us to post the chart on Foundry Music Ant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's highly classified,
that's
that
right.
chart. It's been compiled through years and years of research. And believe me, it's best kept in our hands.
Yeah, we're not going to just throw it out there.
No.
You got to figure out how to make a nuclear bomb on your own.
Really? Just compile some information. Make your own goddamn chart.
Not going to put the manifesto up there.
Won't be as accurate as this one. This is a very accurate chart.
So the guy wanted to get off.
Yeah, on his sister.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to talk about, you know, that. But I wasn't really into the incest thing, so.
No.
And I turned that call down.
Oh, you turned it down.
Yeah, you can turn it down if you want to.
Oh, really? What
well,
is someone
the guy's,
like
just too much for you.
They got, like, topics listed and you get to choose?
Well, they give you this thing called a whisper message. And a computer will come on right before you get the phone call from the guy, and it'll tell you, like, what he's into, if it's, like, role play or dominatrix or, you know, hardcore, softcore, that kind of thing.
And what did that one say? Guy on line 5 wants to his sister. It's a whisper message.
No, they didn't give me that kind of warning.
Do you get to hear the old man moan?
Could you talk about
my
sister?
Amazingly, though, some guys just want to call and talk to you. They don't even want to talk dirty.
Lonely, disgusting, depressing.
I think that's even sadder than wanting to
F your sister.
They'll ask you to like come to their house and stuff, and they don't even know you.
What name did you use?
Jade.
Hi, Jade. Hi, Jade. Could you, I saw my sister the other day, in the shower. I accidentally walked in. She didn't know that I walked in. And I grabbed on to my and I just started cranking and cranking while looking at my sister. And I was looking at her nice big and I looked at, she has the hairiest you'll ever, ever see.
She actually did say that.
Hairy and her hole is so tight that I figured I would just grab my and just jack and jack. And before I knew it, I was spraying all over the bathroom like a fire hose. And she heard me go, oh! And she caught me. But when she turned around, she enjoyed what she saw. And she got down on her knees and my was in her face so quick. And she got rid of any residual that was left in my and I just want you now to play the part of my sister after she got out of the shower and talk about how you're going to hold your hole open while I get
again. I got a big throbbing on. And I slam this thing until your bleeds. But you're my sister, okay, Jade?
Okay. Jade, you want to play along?
Can you do this, Jade?
With the sister?
Yeah.
Hi,
sis.
Hi.
You're getting in the shower, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm all nice and clean.
Oh, no, you were getting in, see? I see you're just in your bra and panties right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you let me help you take that bra off? Turn around.
Oh, okay.
We're brother and sister, and we've grown up together, so I don't think this is too strange.
Well, we're just very close.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to take your bra off, and you're backing up into my hard right now.
Oh.
See, I'm right behind you, so you just back up, bend over a little so you're back.
Hi, this is Ron Jeremy.
Rubs right up against my, okay? Now shake your right up against my, okay? I'm taking your bra off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm dropping it to the floor, and I'm putting my hands on your, okay?
Okay.
And I'm squeezing your... Okay?
Okay.
Now, how does that feel?
Oh, that feels good.
Now I'm slowly running my hands down your hips, where your little panties are that I remember you growing up wearing.
Yeah.
Because you're my sister, remember?
Yeah.
How f***ing sick is this?
Very.
So now I'm slipping my thumbs in each side of your panties, and I'm pulling them down.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to play in the backyard?
Oh, yeah.
Before all this dirty stuff happened.
Oh.
Yeah, we just used to play so innocently. This is just playing now as adults.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you play with my hard right now? Play like you used to play with your Barbie dolls, okay? Make believe my hard throbbing is a Barbie doll. Instead of dressing it up, you're trying to pull the head off of it. You're pulling the head off your Barbie, but it's not coming off, so you tug harder and harder and harder. And all of a sudden, Barbie's head explodes in a mess of all over your face.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah?
I'm filthying you up, so you have to shower. So now you're completely naked in front of me. And I drop to my knees. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what's happening now, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you're moaning with pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
I can barely talk now.
Man, you need a razor.
A razor?
Sis, I'm giving you some brotherly advice. Shave your...
Don't end it, T.
We all know.
What? Okay.
All right, it's Jade's turn.
Jade?
Yeah.
Sis? Help your brother out now. I'm standing here. You're completely naked. The shower's running. And I'm standing here in my clothes and, quite frankly, feeling a little silly, sis. So help me out. What are you going to do for me?
Well, I don't know what I can say because I'm on the radio. Can you bleep me out? Or
well, no, I can't bleep you out.
It?
I can't. But you have to be being smart about this. I can't bleep you out. So use disguised words.
All right, I'm going to try. Like, it's much easier when
things
you can
like
say the term.
Use yam bag. And use
balloon knot.
Balloon knot and use mule. But no, stay away from the balloon knot.
Okay.
I'm not into that, sis. You know that, sis.
That would be disgusting.
Remember the time when we were kids and we were playing in the backyard and I fell on the rake?
Yeah.
And my balloon, well, that, you know, I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it's a bad
experience. So I don't like, don't play with that.
Okay.
But talk about yam bag and my mule.
So we're in the shower, right?
Well, I'm still dressed, so help me out.
Oh, well, why don't I take your clothes off?
Yeah.
I'll start with your shirt, and then I'll slowly unzip your pants.
Ooh.
Ooh, we'll pull that nice, hard mule out.
Ooh.
Ooh, because your sister wants to play.
Oh! Yeah?
Yeah. I want to put you in the shower and get you all nice and clean so I can make you all nice and dirty all over again.
Yeah.
And wash your back and your stomach and your legs until we get to that hard,
big mule.
Oh, get a good one. Oh, really?
Like how we were little kids.
You are sick.
I know.
God, you're disgusting.
You know?
Like when we were kids. We just used to play like regular as kids. It wasn't until we got older that we realized we wanted to each other. I wouldn't want to my sister as kids. We're older now, more mature. We got hair on our... And you have
only
some on
your... sister as an adult.
Right, you have big now. You're not flat like you were as a kid. You have big, nice... Right?
Yeah.
And I have a huge that I want to put in your... And they're both hairy, my... And your... Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Little kids, just for that, I'm going to spin you around and stick my up your... And that's going to hurt.
Oh, Lord.
Sis?
Yeah?
Don't tell Mom.
Oh, I won't tell.
Oh, look
her.
Who's walking in. Mom.
Your sister will never talk to you again, Ed.
Yeah, thank God she's on a cruise.
Holy
shit. She doesn't have to remember when. Oh.
My God.
Well, wow.
Well, she does pretty good. You could kind of hear in her voice.
Yeah,
that,
but she still wants to do the fake
doing.
O, Ed. The fake O.
Oh, yeah, I was going
right.
to do that.
That's all right, finish it off.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded like that shampoo commercial for a second.
Kenny, good job.
Thank you very much.
I think we all needed that today.
Yes.
Oh, well, not the part before that, but that part we needed today.
Look at this guy from Jersey. You effing idiot. Shut the F up and let her talk. I had to build the storyline and the mood, jackass.
I think it ended just fine.
Of course it did.
All right, Tammy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
You're disgusting.
Tammy?
Yeah?
Someone wants to call you out. Say, they're calling you a pussy. Monique.
Yeah,
hey,
you're making
the
cash?
Hey, hold on, Monique.
Hey.
You can't use that language.
Hey.
Why do you think I use
did
the...
Did I get bleeped? Did I get bleeped?
No, we can't bleep you. I can only bleep me.
Yeah, see, that's a clever radio...
A little...
Okay, I'll be nice.
See, the deal is Ant's not actually saying the words.
Right.
Oh, okay, I'll say initials.
He just fills in the blanks with bleeps.
See? I can actually talk over the bleep.
There right on. Go. Okay.
Yeah, we still got to dump out FCC stuff, so that...
Yeah.
I think
that was our first dump of the day right there.
Right.
But you know what? I'm hot. I'm, like, totally hot.
Monique?
Yeah.
All right, you're hot with an attitude, and what's the problem?
What is she crying about? She's getting paid.
I wasn't crying about it.
Hey, we learned something today. Phone sex operators, they have morals, too. They could, you know, they got a line.
I wasn't crying about it at all. Mm. I just didn't
do it now
anymore, so I stopped. So what's the big deal with that?
You still don't do it? You don't do it anymore?
No.
That's all, Monique. All
why, right.
You still do it?
I own the business, yeah. I do live webcam, too.
Oh, that's right.
It's a good business to be in. It just really wasn't for me, so I left.
What's the sickest thing you've had to...
About it.
Monique, yeah. What's the sickest thing you've had to deal with?
Oh, God, I've done it all. I've dealt with all of it.
Yeah.
You got
a goddamn potty mouth. God, Monique, what is this?
I'm so desensitized from this business.
Are you Ozzy's daughter with that mouth?
I'm so desensitized.
Yeah, but you know something? There's a point where you can't use the curse word.
I forget.
Come on. You know, Monique, I love you
more
than my life, but... You're all mad.
You're like, yes, ma'am.
All right, Monique, we're going to let you go because you're not playing nice.
You're
I'm
a
sorry.
Mom.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
I don't know. She can't stop saying the word.
Tammy?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to let you go because we're running late, but that was a great job.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And call back sometime, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go.
All right, that was hilarious. Joe, what's up? Joe?
Joe.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, man?
You douchebags, man.
What's the matter?
I'm sitting here with my sister in her Saturn. We're sorry.
Dude, you can't use that language.
Sorry.
Hold on. And that's too funny, dude. You got to clean up the crap. That was a funny line.
So you're sitting there in the car.
Straight a freaking head, man. Oh, my God.
And you no one wants to turn the dial. Uncomfortable moment. You're
that sucks.
You're in the car with your sister, and you're both
just
staring.
She's driving. I'm not old enough.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Is she hot?
I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. But my friend says she is.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
But, ugh.
Thank you. That's very funny.
Little awkward moment for the guy.
Brian, what's going on?
Oh, my God. You gentlemen are definitely very secure in your careers. I got to tell you that much right off the bat. That was... I don't know whether to cry or go home and have myself repeatedly at this point.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Yeah, there is that.
Oh, I'm disgusting. He doesn't... Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
all right. Thank you, Brian. Brian's lost it there. Fred, what's going on? Fred.
Hello.
Fred. All right.
Hello, Fred.
Rick's on the line. I think we're ready for Jim Norton Cribs.
Oh, thank God.
Uncle John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Anthony, your sister Dawn just took a swan dive off the deck of the cruise ship.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank
God. Yeah, the whole time Anthony's doing that, I'm thinking, oh, my God, his sister listens to the show every effing day.
Yeah.
She would kill you.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, Uncle John.
You know, if my goddamn mother's friends and stuff weren't such tattletales, I'd play the goddamn Met thing from years ago. If my mother and Sal and my brother and sister are like thousands of miles away on a cruise ship. It's the one bit we're not allowed to play anymore.
And well, you've decided.
Well, I'll be disowned by my family, Opie.
I understand.
Disowned by my family.
But,
you know, for some reason, and my mother didn't really have a problem with it more than her husband, Sal.
But just think about the story I told about my rotting grandma.
Yeah, but that's nothing, you know.
That's kind of uncomfortable, too.
Sal gets all upset about it for some reason. I don't know, you know. It's many years ago. My mother was a single gal.
You know, that's the only bit we've never replayed.
And
of all the bits that we think are worthy of replaying, some of this crap we do, we know sucks, and we just throw it away. But the ones we keep,
yeah,
it's the only one that is never rerun.
It's never replayed because Sal blew a head gasket when we originally did it. And it's nothing big. It's, you know, my mother, when she was single, she, let's just say, she dated some guy that was on the Mets.
Is that why?
At the time.
You're a Yankee fan now?
Yeah, that's it. It was back in, 78 or 79? Maybe, yeah, like 79 or something like that.
You're not, your father's not Cleon Jones, is it?
No.
Okay. And, you know what? We're going to take a break because you're just tempting me, man.
No, because as I'm just going to explain to some of the people that are around. As a goof, we you know, kind of had a little contest. Because my mother went out with this guy for a while.
We had a prize for the person that guessed which Met it was. That's
and
all.
It pretty much was the name of the contest. It was which Met banged my mom. And it got Sal got upset because of some of the comments the listeners were making after that.
Well, it should have been a throwaway bit. Maybe it should have been on the air for 2 minutes, but I think it was on the air for an hour.
Yeah. It went on and on and on.
You guys think we run the bits into the ground today? There was a time, man, we ran bits into the ground.
Oh. And Sal,
if this was
got
a year
upset.
Ago, we'd still be talking about the Osborne Show.
Right. Sal got a little pissed off at the whole thing. Called me up and said, "That's it. That is not to be played ever again."
A little?
He got really pissed.
After that bit, you found out that he knew people.
Well, yeah. Well, what's he gonna do? You know.
He broke that card out.
Can't kill me
Anthony,
twice.
Anthony, I know people, is what he said. I thought disowning was good enough, but he said he knew people.
If you know something, if I knew that our friends and stuff wouldn't rat us out, I would say we'd play it. But there ain't no way because they'd get right back from vacation and all the people would go,
you know what your son did? And you're a CT.
Why?
A CT's.
Well, sorry.
Look at all the people. You got to play the bit now.
Well, you can't dangle that little fish out there like that. Like, here it is. Here.
I have to.
Oh,
I got no choice.
But you can't have it.
I got no choice but to dangle that thing. You know what? It's been a couple of years now, a few years. Maybe next time I see Mom and Sal, I'll put it out there and see if I can replay it.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Rick real fast. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys.
You're outside Norton's?
Yeah, we're just outside of his apartment here.
Yeah, and you ready for Jim Norton Cribs?
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
What do you think? Is it going to be better than Stalker Patty?
I think that the potential is there, definitely. Especially because of the police tape right outside the door.
No way.
There is yellow police tape tied to one of the poles right near his front door.
Why is that?
I don't know. I haven't asked him yet. We haven't talked to him.
All right, we'll find out. A few people called and said they know about where Norton lives, and they say it's not a pretty neighborhood. Is that true?
You know what? It in the daylight, it looks middle America, pretty safe. But I don't know. There's a feeling that, you know, me and Steve were talking about earlier that after dark, I think it changes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's one of those places.
Sort of like the Omega Man with Charlton Heston, right? It's safe to walk around in the daytime, but at night, look out.
Exactly, because on the side of this house, there's this this beat-up chair with a broken TV in it. There's a stained mattress.
Oh, boy.
But if you don't look at that stuff, the front door looks kind of normal until you see the police tape flapping in the wind.
Oh, boy.
What's the problem? Norton's up to about $4.75 an hour.
Is he? Is that what he's up pulling in now?
All right, Rick, we're going to take a break, and we'll start Cribs next with you, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, right on.
All right, bye.
And also, I wonder if that girl from Philly's on her way that's going to lick the pudding to get in the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Smearing some chocolate pudding just above the waterline in the toilet bowl itself.
Right.
Just a mere half an inch above the waterline. And then she is going to lick the pudding clean off the side of the bowl for the last spot. We're kind of throwing our bone here.
Let me tell you. We've done some pretty good radio this week. Friday is going to be off the hook when we do the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Opie, if I may say, off the hook, yo.
I didn't want to say yo that time.
I felt yo was
appropriate.
There.
Yeah. Jim, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Tom. Yo, check it out. That bit with Anthony's stepfather and mother was the best one of all time.
Yeah,
I started listening full time because it was so effing genuine. When your stepfather got pissed that it was just the best, man. You gotta play that. Get some balls and play that goddamn bit.
Yeah, dude, it's nothing about balls.
You gotta play it. It's the best. I love the boys.
I forgot, too, that Sal called and we thought, hey, Sal's calling. Yeah. Let's put him down. And he went off.
He was pissed.
He went off and away.
It's not, you know something? You could say it's about balls and everything. The balls part was doing it in the first place, jackass. Stupid would be playing it again because I would be disowned by a very loving family that I have. I like my family. We get along very well. We party together. We drink and sing songs drunkenly. And it's a great time. Johnny Rock and Roll Race, my sister, my mom, Sal, Joe. One big happy goddamn effing family.
You know, it's what I love them more than life itself. Rock and roll! But they're all mad.
But I could not play that again.
All right.
I'd be disowned. You heard it once. There, enjoy it.
Stay tuned. Up next.
Yeah.
Jim Norton's Crib.
Cribs. Wow.
Let him hang. Wow. Let them hang like the animals they are.
And EW. The Obie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Obie and Anthony Show. We had a pile of few commercials there.
I had to fix the pinball machine, Obie. That's what I was doing.
And had to fix the pinball machine.
I fixed it.
I think we gave you 50 minutes of really good radio. And then we had to kind of catch up with the commercials so we could get ready for Cribs with Jim Norton.
Little catch up.
Also, something that'll help the listeners. I can't read more than a paragraph at a time. So keep your instant feedback short and to the point.
Yeah.
More than a paragraph, I just go like this.
Crumble it up.
Have to. Can't read more than a paragraph.
Reading a novel.
Same thing happens with email. Mm. We try to read all your email, but if it's more than a paragraph, it's like, oh. Then I try to pick out words like, suck you, you know what I mean?
Keywords.
Keywords.
That let you know what the thing's all about.
To try to get the gist of your you know, 3 or 4 paragraph email.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go right to Rick and see what the hell's going on in Jersey with Jim Norton.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Rick.
All right, we are outside the door, and Steve's got the camera rolling. We're walking up. He's got a screwed up doorbell here, so I don't know. We're just gonna knock.
There you go.
Hi.
He's making noise. Playing along.
What an idiot! Why are you laughing?
Because he opens the door like a fag and goes, "Hi, come on in."
I was expecting him to open the door naked.
Yeah.
Thank God he's not. But we're in the foyer, right?
The foyer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just outside the door that leads up to his place, look at this mess down here. There's a baby seat right outside his door.
Mm, that's interesting. No babies.
No babies in sight.
Why the hell's he got a baby seat?
Yeah, Jim, why do you have a baby seat?
Probably from the, hello, boys?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Yeah, the baby seat is probably from the, surprisingly enough, I have Spanish neighbors, and what a shock that they would have 40 kids. And you never think, right? Stereotypes are never true. All right, here's Rick. I'm leading you up the steps.
All right.
All right, we are going up his, what looks like the left. What is that? What is,
mold.
Jim is pointing out mold spots.
On the banister leading up to his apartment?
On the walls.
You sure that's, you sure it's mold?
It looks like it could be either grease or oil, or I guess it's mold.
It might be fertilizer.
That's, look at his Chanel, he's got a Chanel picture.
Why?
All right, check this out. He's got a picture of a Chanel number 5 bottle.
Uh-huh.
That has mold dripping off of it.
Ah.
Like, look, I'm gonna, look at that. There is mold dripping, literally dripping.
From what?
They don't clean. Oh, my God, look behind the picture. Holy cow.
Oh, dude.
Guys, you have no idea. This is frightening.
Get Jimmy on the phone.
Jeez.
You hear Steve in the background as he films it?
It's like they're filming a crime scene.
Right. Yeah, I will admit we've been a little lax with the cleaning.
Now, Jim, are we in your apartment at this point, or are we just in the hallway leading up to your apartment?
We're in the hallway in the apartment. You open the door. I actually didn't put that picture up. It's just been there. I haven't really looked behind it lately.
Lately,
all right, now
ever.
You come in here, you'll see my roommate's office. We're in Florentine's office, which is actually pretty neat. And there's nothing to see in here.
Okay.
All right, so we'll go to the next one here. Rick, you take this.
All right. I'm trying to get a visual of this place, Anthony.
All right.
So far,
here's the visual. We've come up a flight of steps.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Jim Florentine's office?
Yeah.
Go into the Rolodex under S.
Hold on a second. I will.
Go on the Rolodex. Look under S. See if there's any names under S.
I'm looking.
In Jim
Hold
Florentine's
on.
Office.
I'm flipping. No, that wouldn't be it.
Try H.
No.
H would work.
I'll try that as soon as I get through all the S's.
Well, there's a lot of S's in a Rolodex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any H?
I'm still going through the S's. He's got a lot of S's here.
Well, go to the back. You don't need
I'm going,
the front of
I'm going
the S's.
To the H's.
All right, go to the H's.
Hold on.
Go under the H's for hypocrite. See if he's listed under hypocrite. Anything?
Don't seem to see anything.
No? All right, check out G.
All right.
G. Maybe other people take the phone calls. G. Oh, G.
Wouldn't that start with a D?
It might, but I don't think that would be something you would use the last name for.
Right.
So just anything under G.
No, just like two names and that's it.
Look under K.
K.
Okay.
Well, you know.
I'm checking.
K. Some stations start with K. Oh, K. You know. Usually
no,
on the
nothing,
West Coast.
Nothing that really jumps out at me under K.
Huh?
Do you want me to troll through their phone thing that you know? You just
I would like you to go to the letter C.
Okay.
C.
C.
Okay.
Why yeah. C, I'm thinking?
Under Crybaby.
Okay.
Anything under Crybaby?
Anything under Crybaby?
No, huh?
C-H-C-H-C-I-C-R. No C-R's. No. Nothing there.
Hmm. Can you look under three letters at the same time?
I can try.
All right, look under F-H-M.
But and everyone knows F-H-M don't go together.
Just look at under the same, all at the same time.
Okay. It's kind of tough to do.
All right. All right. Whatever.
How about B?
B. B. Let me think why the letter B would be in there.
B.
Something with B.
Big.
What?
Big.
You want me to check under Q?
No.
Check under M, because I think we're going to need a number. All right, Rick. So where are we at with Jim Norton Cribs?
All right, here's where we stand. We're still at the top of the stairs, just past all the mold that's on the wall. There seems to be, there's a lot of Christmas stuff still out.
Christmas stuff.
No.
He's got like Christmas antlers, gifts that haven't been given out.
So he shares an apartment with Jim, and is it a small place? Do they have a living area? Do they?
Oh my God!
What?
Look at this living room.
All right, they're in the shared space, Anthony.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. This would be the main room that him and his roommate share.
All right.
The living room, and. What'd you say?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
And Jim.
Yes.
Jim. Describe your place here.
This is bad. It's pretty nice. it's got the ceiling is kind of coming in because again the landlord really hasn't been upkeeping anything. So the we've had the ceiling tiles replaced. We have to put pans down when it drips, and if you see it looks buckled.
Pans. You must
put,
you actually have to put pans down when it rains.
Yes. Anybody that thinks I'm getting rich from doing the O&A show is sadly mistaken. Believe me.
We got you up to $4.75 an hour.
Captain Rob from Buffalo sounds like this is this sounds like the part in Aliens when they go into the alien's nest.
All right.
Remember that one? And he's talking.
Tell him to grab Hudson and Hicks and get the F out of there. Hicks.
Someone on the line.
Hudson.
Someone on the line is saying you need a visual of Norton's apartment. Rent $7.
Yeah, I'm not getting a real good picture on, is it dark? Is it dank? What's the atmosphere there, Rick?
It's definitely dark. All the shades are drawn.
Okay.
He's got these little Hello Kitty lights around the window.
What?
They're pink little cats with lights on them. It's kind of strange. Also, on one side of the this is the living room I'm talking about. He's got stacks of platform shoes.
Stacks of old 70s platform shoes?
Yeah, I don't know if they're Jim's per se, but... Okay, he's saying they're the girlfriends, but you never know with Jim. Okay.
Rick, Bobby from Queens wants you to do a funny joke about how small the apartment is. Go.
Well, I would, but you know what? He's got some space here.
Ah! Where are
so Steve and I won't be that close.
Where are the empty chloroform bottles?
I'm afraid to ask. He's got like two chess games on the floor. He's got, what is this, Jim? It there's like a layout of panties. This is all still in the living room.
Those are all Jim's girlfriend's.
Gloves and panties.
Why is his roommate's girlfriend's stuff all over the living room?
Hey, Jim, why is your girlfriend's roommate's stuff all over the living room?
The place is too small to accommodate three people, so her stuff is pretty much all over the place, and, you know, so is mine and so is Jim's. It's really pretty much a dump where I live.
All right. Are we going to make it into your room here, there, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, wherever you guys want to go. Here.
Uh-oh. All
right.
Into the most dangerous part.
Or should we go into the kitchen?
You want to go in the kitchen first?
Well, yeah, because I think the showstopper will be the bedroom.
All right. Let me just describe that the paint on the walls is... Well, it looks like it used to be white. We're coming up to the bathroom now.
Any really tiny shirts with Daddy's little girl on it on the floor? Or anything?
No, but really disturbing looking. Looks like a whack towel.
Aha!
It's a whack towel. It's a whack towel with a little like cat on it. It's Steve, turn around. Get a picture of this.
Sure. Ah, look at that.
This is in the shower. It's like it's hanging dry or something.
Oh
my God.
Jesus.
You hear Steve?
Yeah.
His shower is... It's really sad.
Why?
Remember the mold from behind the picture we described earlier?
Yeah.
Now, picture that all over the walls of a shower.
Oh, so the shower's really moldy?
Is it like
moss?
Some of it is like, it looks clumpy, like it's sticking out of the wall.
Oh, God.
Yeah, wow, like that piece
right
there.
It's actually growing there. Nice.
Yeah, this is like a science experiment or something going on in here.
Where does Jim keep the lollipops for the kids?
What'd you say?
Where does he keep the lollipops for the kids?
Hey, Jim, where do you keep the lollipops for the kids? Wow, this is look at his sink. His sink is just damp. Why is your sink constantly damp, dude? It's just a puddle of stuff.
Someone wants to know if Norton owns the Paper Street Soap Company.
we're also going to give you a picture of his toilet.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Which is just, it's covered with rust.
All right. Hey, put Steve on the phone. I want to get his angle here, too.
All right. And, look what he's got for the kids. Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers Looney Tunes adhesive bandages.
All right.
There's a red flag.
Someone on the line is saying, forget about calling this Cribs. Call it Krabs.
Hold on. They want Steve's take so far.
Okay.
Hey.
Steve, what's the deal?
You know, this looks like the bathroom that you'd find in a mental institution.
Like the old Willowbrook.
There's just rusted and calcified handles and knobs and everything looks like it's about, it, like if you leaned on it the wrong way, it would fall over completely.
Do I dare say the bathroom looks like it belongs in Silent Hill?
Yeah.
Nice. I think great, Jim.
Excellent reference. I mean, I am astonished that Jim gets laid in this place with the way that it looks and the musty smell that just covers everything.
Steve, I was just going to ask you about the smell.
Corner of the window.
What's the smell like in there?
It's like wet garbage.
Oh, my God.
When Rick said there's mold everywhere... There's mold everywhere. I mean, like the ceiling to floor, blue, furry mold.
Bobby from Queens saying, do you remember the scene in Empire Strikes Back where they realize the asteroid is actually alive?
Excellent.
Hey, the floor's moving. That's no floor.
It's just a really wet apartment. There's water and just a thick layer of moisture everywhere.
Is there an apartment above where Jim lives?
No, below, actually.
All right, so that's the water coming off the roof coming into his apartment, right?
Yeah. Like every time it rains, he said they have to put pans and pots down on the floor so that the water doesn't leak through to the apartment below them. And he never empties the garbage either. There's just like overflowing garbage cans all over the place. In addition to the blue mold all over the floors, walls, and ceiling, they've never emptied a garbage can in their lives.
A couple of people saying, I thought it was cribs, not crypts. Like with the moisture and mold. Have you seen any animals yet, like rats or
good
question. Cockroaches?
No, have not seen a rat, nor have I seen a cockroach yet. But we are
no bugs. It's one thing we don't have.
Because
they can't.
Oh, one thing. No. None you can see. Have you looked?
Yeah, thank you.
Have you looked in Norton's bedroom yet?
No, we haven't gotten there. We are just about to actually enter the kitchen.
Oh, this ought to be good, where all the food is prepared. I'm sure so
Rick
much cooking
right
goes on.
Here's Rick. Hold on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
This is just... Jim, I feel bad for you, man. Jesus Christ. We're entering his kitchen.
Yes.
And he's got the Voss-style cabinet.
Oh, really?
The 1950s look on every single cabinet. It's rust. He's got rusted handles. He's got open food containers on the counter.
What's sitting out on the counter open?
But see, there's a couple of empty water bottles just laying sideways.
Yeah.
There is.
Listeners are hilarious. Sorry.
There's something in foil that's wrapped, and I don't want to open it.
It's not mine.
That's not mine.
Hold on. That's not his.
Hold on. I got to get Tom on the line here. Yeah. Tom, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Guys, be careful. I don't know if that's mold. It's probably gonorrhea.
Can gonorrhea grow by itself on walls?
If it can, Norton's Place is the place where it's going to happen.
If it's a strong strain, yes.
Careful, boys. Penicillin.
Good job, Tom.
Later.
It's not a residence. It's a culture.
Tom always
He's like they're culturing
does.
Bacteria in there like a Petri dish.
He lives like one of those cat ladies, Ant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And speaking of bacteria, he's got three pots on his stove that don't look like they've been washed since about the 1960s.
Now make sure Steve gets every bit of this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you opening up the cabinets to see what's in there? Are you open up the fridge?
I was afraid to, but I guess we'll pop a few open.
Why don't you open up the fridge live on the air here? A lot of people are saying you've seen Norton's bathroom if you saw the movie Trainspotting.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's see. We're over near. He's got a very nice cow drape hanging near his refrigerator.
Who put that up?
It's just black and white spots like a cow. And what the hell is that in the sink? What is that? It's just eggshells.
Eggshells are in the sink. Okay.
Have you guys empty eggshells?
Have you guys found the crawl space yet?
No, we're going to search for that a little later when the police arrive.
All right. Get Steve.
We're at the refrigerator, though.
All right, open that up, and then we're going to take a break before we get into Jim Norton's bedroom.
Where I think if you look in the closet, you'll find the nude woman skin suit that he's been making for himself.
Find the moth.
Wow. It looks fairly normal when you first open it up, but then you start counting how many things of eggs he's got.
It's a little strange.
Yeah, it's just a little weird.
I like
eggs. How many
eggs
does a kid eat?
I like eggs.
What else?
He's got soy milk. He's got all these varieties of soy milk.
Uh-huh.
He's got old lettuce that it doesn't look like it's been thrown out in a long time.
Okay.
It needs to be thrown out. Bananas. What is that a banana?
Can't even tell.
Holy Christ. What is this?
You never want to hear, is that a banana?
Oh, it's got to be the most rank bushel of bananas I've ever seen.
It's like, is that, and then you put any food product there, it's not good.
Not good.
Oh, my God.
It's a Cipro farm. Craig from Boston. He's making antibiotics.
I can't wait to see the video.
Holy crap. Hey, Rick. I'm checking his moist and fresh crisper.
Rick, get Steve on the phone one more time, too.
All right, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll open up the freezer.
Okay.
And JDC from New Jersey is saying,
hold on, Steve.
Norton shouldn't be so pleased that bugs aren't there. You know it's bad when even bugs won't live there. That's what it is. The bugs don't want to go into that place.
Norton, you farted. Oh, geez, really? Farted. You son of a bitch.
That's an air freshener in his apartment.
It really is. It actually smells a lot more pleasant than it did.
That's a stick-up.
Steve, what's the kitchen look like?
You know, again, it just really looks like a bunch of derelicts live here. There's just food strewn about all over the place. There's no real order. There's 17 eggshells in the sink, like a bunch of dirty Tupperware on the counter. I just leaned against the sink, and now my ass is all wet. I mean, it's really... It's really despicable. There's actually a photograph of a naked fat woman in a bathtub washing stuff in the fridge.
That's
great. This is like Norton's last victims plastered all over the place.
Frank from Manhattan says, is there an extremely obese dead man sitting at the kitchen table with his stomach exploded open?
Oh, that's what that was.
Don't you? It sounds like
seven.
A couple of the apartments out of seven.
Yeah. I'm thinking more Fight Club house.
Yeah, the Fight Club house, definitely.
I'm thinking Fight Club house.
Yeah, excellent analogy. There's a picture on the refrigerator of a young girl with what looks like a glass with some champagne in it, which says, save yourself, drink urine.
Oh, great.
Underneath.
Look at that.
That's fantastic.
Steve, a couple things. Can you bring any of this stuff back for the 55-gallon drum challenge?
Can we bring any of this stuff back for the 55-gallon drum challenge?
Oh,
perhaps the blue bananas that were in the fridge.
Yeah, you might want to put some stuff in bags.
Barbie Kleenex.
What?
A six-pack of Barbie Kleenex. I am not making that up.
Barbie Kleenex?
I am looking at it, videotaping it right now. A six pack of Barbie Kleenex and
sick ass.
That's
Barbie
a little
chocolate.
Strange.
Barbie milk chocolate, dude. Who do you live with?
Dude, what is that about?
You got a Betty Boop collector's mug.
Do you hear that? A Betty Boop collector's mug.
I thought this was going to be a disappointment today, and it's working out nicely.
I just feel bad for Rick and Steve. I think we should have sent the robot with the camera on it in first.
You want? Oh my God! There's a Hello Kitty lunchbox. You know what? You know, also outside in the rear of the apartment, there is an entire backyard filled with old big wheels and old bicycles. And now that I'm thinking of now that I'm seeing all of this Hello Kitty and Barbie stuff, this might be remnants of children that never made it out of Norton's apartment.
This is called evidence.
This is evidence.
Hey, look for the roofies.
Oh,
Jim?
Just tell Ken that I had nothing to do with that last little reference.
Put
Steve back on the phone.
Hey, wait, Jim. Damn, I want to freak him out. There was an environmentalist on the phone saying that Jim could get sick from all the mold.
Oh, the mold? People have died from apartment mold.
And believe it or
not,
Jim is like... he's
hypochondriac.
He's kind of like a germaphobe a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So Jim, are you a germaphobe? Are you a hypochondriac?
I'm pretty neat and clean, actually, in my personal life. But the apartment, it's been like a week since I've done anything.
I have yet to see any evidence of Jim being a tidy human being
all
in
right.
this place.
A lot of people also saying that so bad the Taliban wouldn't even live there.
Do we have a green sickle?
There is just child stuff everywhere. There's like a speed racer calendar on the wall.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
Dude, you could really present
this. Oh, my God. And this is a Powerpuff Girl.
No way.
He's got Powerpuff.
Powerpuff Girl calendar.
Calendar. See, that's a little weird now.
That's
a little weird.
Now we're going into the weird area.
Oh, now we are?
Yeah, the Powerpuff thing put it over the top for
me.
Yeah.
Well, what's a dreamsicle?
You got dreamsicles?
Yeah, it looks like a
good.
Baby thing or
Although
something.
I would need anything.
All right. Hey, Rick, we got to take a break. And
all right.
When we get back, we go into his freezer, the closets, and his bedroom, right?
Yep.
Which body part are you thinking is in the freezer? I say a head wrapped in brown butcher's paper.
Can you imagine? All right,
I'm
Rick.
With you on that one.
Rick, do some exploring. We'll check in a few minutes.
You got it.
It's Jim Norton Cribbs on the Opie and Anthony Show today.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Make it touch her.
Coming soon, the return of the 55-gallon drum challenge on the Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W. Opie Anthony.
87 W-N-E-W.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show, doing the unexpected today. What is that? Well, it's a show. We're doing a show. Just when you really think you have us down and know exactly what this program is going to do. We like to throw a curve in there. That's all. It's pissing off a lot of people. Certainly is. They can't figure it out. They don't understand. Tough crap. This is called a show. Yeah. And I hope you hear how happy we are today. Oh, things will be said when the time is right. Don't you worry. Just a little too busy today. Some more important things to get to. Back to Jim Norton Cribbs, Anthony. Rick's on the phone somewhere in Jersey. Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So we took a little break there. A lot of what we've gotten so far is they're at Jim Norton's house. Very moldy, very damp, dank, dark. Musty smell. Everything's dripping with mold. And strangely, just before we went to break, we're discovering Jim Norton has a lot of kids stuff in his apartment. Powerpuff Girl stuff and Barbie tissues and candy and cartoon calendars and whatnot. Rick, this is Cribs. Is there a crib in his house? I'm wondering now.
We haven't gotten to his bedroom yet, so I'm not sure.
Have you discovered anything since we went to break?
Yeah.
What?
Just disturbing pile of mail he refuses to open, basically because he thinks it's anthrax. But he has it in the house, so that's safe.
Are you kidding?
No. Steve's got video of the pile right now.
On the phone. Yeah, what are
it's
some...
It's at least a foot off the ground.
All right, what are some of the letters, though? Did you go through it?
He doesn't want to touch them.
Well, go through some of them and tell us who they're from.
All right.
Mail that Jim Norton won't open for fear of anthrax.
Continental Airlines.
Never know.
Sprint.
Sprint, has Sprint had any anthrax problems?
Oh, who needs to open
that's
something
a bill.
From Sprint?
Wow.
That junk mail.
You know, there's a lot of letters with no return address on them.
Oh, well, that's because who's going to write return address on anthrax mail?
Yeah, this phone bills. He's got a phone bill here. It looks like it's 2 months old.
Put Norton on the phone for a minute.
All right, hold on.
This doesn't make
yes,
sense.
Yes, boys?
Jim.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the pile of unopened mail?
I have been opening my mail. I've just, like, once when that anthrax stuff happened, I got, like, a little paranoid. And I'm like, I don't think they were answering me. But I'm like, it's going to probably get on the mail. So I just kind of kept it in my kitchen by my bedroom door.
But you didn't
bills.
Open it.
What's that?
There's bills in there.
Some of them have bills in them, yeah, but they'll understand. I've just been a little jittery about the whole
you
thing.
You live in the Fight Club house, and you're worried about anthrax.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit worried about it.
Believe
I mean, you know,
me,
who knows?
Anything you have growing in the apartment can kick anthrax's ass.
Oh, it's awful, dude. It really is awful.
Norton, go through that mail. Pick some up and just have anthrax fight it out with the mold that's in the shower.
It really is pretty bad.
Jim, will
you... a little lax with the cleaning. Just been busy. Things are good.
Jim, would you pick up that pile of mail? Do you do stuff like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. I'll go through. I mean, I'm not a psychopath.
Well, of course not. No.
But I mean, my bills are getting paid. Like the Continental
Airlines.
Sorry,
we assumed that.
We're not saying that to your face.
Okay, no, I just haven't, it's funny because, you know, Steve is such a good friend of mine.
Damn it, I couldn't think for a second. What, Jim?
Steve is a really good friend of mine, and it's really weird having a conversation with him because we're making eye contact, mm-hmm. but he's actually uncomfortable talking to me.
Well, he should be.
In this disgusting environment. It's just almost like he walked in and caught me giving a hummer to my best buddy. Neither one of us wants to acknowledge it. That's like that, like, shame look we have between us right now.
If only they'd have gotten your apartment sooner.
I know. What's sick is that you have that thought in your head.
Well, you know what I mean? You could just feel that tension, and this is a good friend of mine.
Hey, how many letters haven't you opened?
I'd say there's about 35 in here.
35 letters because of the anthrax scare.
Yeah, I'm just worried about it. I mean, look, that old lady from Connecticut wasn't a threat, and they got her by accident.
Well, sure, one in a million.
All right, put Steve on the phone.
All right.
Steve is the best at this.
This guy is insane.
Hey,
I mean, I never even realized how crazy this guy is.
Steve?
Yeah.
He has unopened mail?
Yo, a foot-high pile of unopened mail.
That's strange.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, everything from Continental Airlines to the phone company to what looks like 1099s from various clubs he's worked at.
Yeah.
You know, which is normal, I mean, because it is tax time. But I got to tell you, the contrast between all of the cartoony stuff and the lollipops and Reese's peanut butter cups sitting right next to whiskey flasks and heavy metal CDs. It's a pedophile's paradise.
Yeah, it screams serial killer.
It really does.
What's in his music collection?
Excellent question. In the other room, I actually saw a Voss CD next to a Van Halen CD. Here we have Judas Priest, U2, Godsmack, Van Halen 2, Kid Rock, Ice Cube.
Good selection.
Dido, Harry Chapin. Jim Croce, Frank Zappa, Dan Byrne.
What?
But right next to that is Mariah Carey, New Radicals, Lil Kim.
You hear him in the background? Not mine.
Okay, fine. It's not yours. It's just it's in very close proximity to a very cartoony calendar.
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve, Jamik from Brooklyn wants to know if there's an old gay guy in the kitchen looking at Danish pedophile porn website.
Wow, what a callback.
My goodness. Yes, nice.
If there was
nice callback.
Before we got here.
to the first Department of Horrors, Stinkies.
God, yes. we didn't do the cribs back then.
No.
And we all went to that apartment. That was a fright.
Okay.
This is great. Joe from Stanford. Have the police returned the screaming naked Vietnamese boy to the apartment yet? Remember, that's how they got Dahmer.
Good reference.
The screaming naked Vietnamese boy.
We just got callback of the day and reference of the day within 30 seconds. Hey, Big Mike wants to know if Jim Norton cooks in the Easy Bake Oven or if it's just a prop.
I think it's a prop, guys. He says he doesn't like to eat here.
No.
What?
I don't blame him. All right, so where are we heading now, Rick?
Well, we're going to leave the kitchen, and Jim's going to show us the magic bedroom.
Ah.
You know, everything up to this point, Ann, I could understand because, you know, we've all been in these type of apartments, you know?
Yeah.
Until the unopened mail.
Yeah, that I don't... Well, you know something?
That's
it's
weird.
That part of his
That's
psyche.
Kooky.
He's a little strange.
Guys in general, we're slobs, especially when we live with other guys, you know,
yes.
Bachelor pads, the fraternity houses, and all that. So everything they were saying, I could go with, but the unopened mail is a little weird.
All right, Rick, where are we at?
Well, when we were in break, when Steve and I were talking about how warm it is in here.
Yeah.
And that definitely contributes to his mold problem. It's kind of got a greenhousey effect,
okay.
Like a wet, damp warmness to it.
Ugh, yeah.
So try and picture that on your skin 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, that must
It's like
be
that
great.
Uncomfortable warmness.
Yeah.
Heat that is from bacteria and
where
moisture.
Where you're breathing hot, humid air.
You're
breathing in bacteria air.
Yeah.
Hey, exactly. Travis wants to know if gluttony...
Stop touching yourself.
Rick, listen.
Yeah.
Travis wants to know if gluttony is scratching the back of the fridge.
I'm afraid to look.
All right, so where are we going?
Jim? Yeah. Bedroom time. He's looking on the floor. Jim, we're over here, Jim.
He's hiding something.
Yeah, something's going
on. His landlord is...
Bill wants to know if there are any clown costumes in Norton's closet.
Are there any clown costumes to expect in this bedroom?
No, there certainly aren't, and I don't appreciate that implication. It's not that bad of a joint for a... 43-year-old ex-convict. For
of
a 33-year-old comic, it's a disgrace.
All right, let's
His
get
His name is
in?
Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
What?
His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
What?
Very good.
Bravo.
Come on. It's movie day.
Did we lose these guys?
No, I'm right here.
Bedroom.
Let's go, Jim.
Are you guys still there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know if we want to hang out with you anymore.
Yeah, you're a little weird.
Hey, Jeremy, are you still...
You can't curse like that.
No, I'm sorry. You can't
in that fashion.
F-bomb.
Wait, you know what? You know what? Now you got to explain. We do a lot of explaining on this show. Go ahead, Jim. What's the problem, Jim?
What, the fact that my check was shorter just because I don't get holidays and I'm always supposed to be in 3 days a week and I was in 3 days a week, but Martin Luther King cost me money? That's not fair.
Wait a minute. You don't get paid for holidays?
No, why should I? Who cares? No. Not at all. Save a few bucks here and there.
The fact is we pay him nothing to be on our show.
Penny saved
at this point.
Incidentally, that was my mold removal money. I was counting on that holiday cash, and it never came through.
We pay him to be here 3 days a week. A lot of weeks he's here 5 days a week, but Jeremy decided to play some hardball and not pay him for a vacation.
You didn't get the Martin Luther King pay?
Yeah, and I was in 3 days that week. That really bugged me.
Yeah, we'll pay you in food stamps, waddle doodle. MLK joking character.
Are you guys ready now?
Yes, we're going into Jim Norton's bedroom.
All right, hold on. My roommate's phone. And by the way, all these cartoon character things are my roommate's girlfriend, Elbow. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, sure.
All right, guys. Uh-huh. This is where the magic happens.
Oh, yeah.
This is my bedroom. Hold on. The light doesn't usually go on right away. I have to fuddle with it. What the hell is this?
The light doesn't go on right away?
Yeah, no, wait. I'm just looking at this stupid ad here. Jim Norton... April 18th, Town Hall.
Oh my God. You stink.
No, it was right on my stupid pillow.
I can't believe it.
Ticketmaster for tickets. I don't know what the heck that is, guys.
I can't believe it's written right there on the pillow.
No, it's not. It's a silly ass in the Village Voice. Who the hell left this thing laying around?
All right. All right, Jesus.
I thought we were going to get through one day without a plug. One day. I want to do one radio show without plugging our stupid comic friends.
Right.
All right. So what's the bedroom about?
Well, the first thing you notice is the smell.
Really? What is it? Describe it as best you can.
It's very stale. Almost like socks and ass.
This is
the sock and ass room.
Oh, that is the worst, man. You ever say you're in high school and you go over to your friend's house to smoke some pot or something? They're like, you guys come up into the room. You got to smoke up here. And you go into your friend's room and it just smells of socks and ass. Like, oh, man.
And then couple that with the hot, humid air.
Oh, man.
Hot, humid socks and ass. This room actually looks like it just came off the set of The Odd Couple. This is Oscar Madison's room.
Clothes strewn all over.
There is literally 6 inches on the floor that you can walk and stand in.
Is there a Huey Lewis in the News CD and a raincoat on the bed?
God, I hope not.
Thank you, Kevin. 93, New York.
Wow. There is no room to walk, guys. There's absolutely no... The floor is covered with videotapes.
Videotapes?
Videotapes he never returned.
Pick some up. What are they?
They're blank. Jim, what are on these videotapes?
They're not blank.
They're all actually stand-up sets that I have to watch. They're all sets of him.
Oh, my God.
Scattered across the floor.
He's got videotapes of himself.
That he hasn't watched.
Does he just pop it in, watch himself naked on the bed crying? Rocking back and forth, just cranking it.
I think we're in
watching himself.
I think we're in Rupert Pupkin's apartment.
What is that? What magazine is that?
Some chick that some girl signed in studio.
All right, hey,
four magazines.
Put Steve back on the phone.
All right, there's also a trash bin that looks like his dirty clothes, but I'm not sure.
All right,
Laundry's in there.
Hey,
Steve.
Yeah.
I can tell from your voice you're a little surprised at what you're seeing today.
Yeah, you know something, man. You know, I'm sort of craving the outside smell right now. The smell of BO and farts that hits you when you walk into Norton's room is a little overwhelming.
Is it? Is it just like bad feet and ass?
Feet, ass, and just human decaying flesh kind of smell. You know, like, you know, the pillowcases that were once white but are now stained beige.
Oh, God damn, no.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. He's got easily $1,000 in change on his dresser.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know what all this is from. 700 bottles of cologne.
What kind of...
Very little room
hold
to
on,
walk
hold on,
on,
hold on, hold on. We could get a kick out of the cologne collection.
Oh, okay, the cologne collection.
Yeah, high karate.
And you got some high karate?
Some Dracar.
CKB. What else we have? What's that?
It's like Francesco Smolto.
Francesco. It's all very dusty, so we have to peel off a layer of dust.
Stuff is up in the front.
Oh, okay.
All
sorry.
Good stuff.
The good stuff.
He's got chrome.
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 I don't know.
He's got Caesar's Man.
Caesar's Man.
Man. Don't lean over that.
Caesar's Man.
He's got
Caesar's Man.
What is that? Blue water. Tiffany for men.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany for men. What is he doing with so many colognes?
Jim, where do you get so many colognes?
I spend a lot of money on them to make up for the inadequacies of my life. How come you don't
He spends a lot of money in order to make up for the inadequacies of his life.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
What else is going on in that bedroom?
A lot of videotapes. I see a copy of Side Splitters, the movie he did with Lewis Black.
C3films.com.
C3, thanks. Thank you, Jim.
Another plug. What a surprise.
I'm not. He's telling me not to step, but there's nowhere to step. I'm trying very hard not to step on your stuff, man, but there's nowhere to friggin' move in this room.
Chris on line 9 is writing, the description Rick gave of Jim's room sounds like a vag.
Yeah, you know, there's stacks of videotapes and DVDs, and the one thing with a dust cover on it is his DVD player.
It doesn't work, JVC piece of crap.
Oh, that's right. We had the JVC guy on earlier.
Yeah. There's a framed picture of Ozzy Osbourne and Jim Norton.
Wow. Look at that.
Ask him if that's his prized possession.
Is that your prized possession, Jim?
Yes.
Yes.
very simply.
Rock and roll!
An entire DVD cabinet filled with DVDs, so says Jim, but he can't open it because of all the DVDs that are stacked in front of it.
Ah.
No evidence to support that there might not be a corpse in the thing.
It seems like Jim's into himself. He tapes himself a lot.
Yeah. The Faces of Death. Oh, well, you'd be happy to know that Jim has the entire Faces of Death series on
VHS.
Ah,
well, bravo, bravo.
Hey, and The Godfather.
Is this rumor true? I heard Anne Frank was staying there for a little bit, but she said, screw it, give me to the Nazis.
Is it true that Anne Frank was staying here for a while, but said, screw it, bring me to the Nazis?
All right.
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, Steve.
Yeah.
You and Rick have to draw straws to see who looks under the bed.
Oh, under the bed.
Well, I'm bigger than him, so I'm going to make him do it.
Yeah.
You have to look under the bed.
No.
But yes. he's got to take the camera.
Talk to Ken Stevens.
Take the camera too.
Yep. All right. Take the camera down.
By the way, a lot of our listeners helping us out with this segment.
I'm not taking over.
With the lines.
Yeah. You can tell.
Go under the bed and just reach your arm under and get a good one.
Stinks under here. All right, I'm pulling out. I grabbed the novel. I pulled out from under the bed Stephen King's novel Dreamcatcher.
There you go.
Dreamcatcher, all right.
All right, Steve, your turn.
Your turn. Reach under and grab something.
Get a good one.
Jesus. What the hell is this?
Those are actually just something that Kev gave me.
And
those just
All right. Is Steve reaching under the bed?
Steve, reach under.
Trying. I have to be very careful not to step anywhere.
watch out for the syringe there.
Well, there he goes. A big box.
Hold on.
Does it smell?
Large container, heavy.
Uh-oh. Here's a body part.
We found the source of the smell.
We found the source of the smell. A large Tupperware container filled with, don't know. Oh, a shoe. Hold on.
A sneaker. I still wear those.
All right. A sneaker.
It's
a booty. It's a little booty. Rick, what's in that box?
I'm trying to. Don't pull it out. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
No, it's hard to pull it. It's just actually all clean socks and light t-shirts.
What's in the Tupperware container?
It's a large container filled with socks and underwear.
Also known as evidence.
Also known as evidence, because there might be some pink ones in there. And, you know, again, he's screaming at us every 2 minutes not to lean on anything, not to touch anything, but it's very difficult to maneuver around.
I don't care if you touch things.
He doesn't want to kick up the dust and the bacteria.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
Steve?
Yeah?
You want to take one for the team today?
What do you want me to do?
Lift up the mattress.
Hold on.
Look under the mattress. That's good.
Let's go look under the mattress.
Between the mattress.
Oh, all right, here, take the phone.
All right, we're gonna lift the mattress here.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Pull up that corner.
Anything?
Wow, nothing.
Nothing under there?
Nothing.
Damn.
Well, you know, it's like fishing. You never know. All right.
But what's really disturbing is what I found over here while Steve was poking around near the movies.
Yeah.
Jim has a book. The Story of Jewish Comedians in America, The Haunted Smile. Okay, which is strange enough on its... Yeah, The Story of Jewish Comedians in America.
What the hell is that?
It's got pictures of Seinfeld, Jerry Lewis, George Burns, Woody Allen on it.
Okay.
That by itself isn't too weird. It's the book sitting next to it, The Evil That Men Do. The FBI Profiler... Journey into the Minds of Sexual Predators.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No, I'm going to leave now.
That's kind of scary. That's kind of scary.
Oh, it's all gooey. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to get the tracks, fellas.
So, yeah, I think we've done our job. Can we leave now?
Yeah, they're a little upset.
They're really disturbed.
Any copies of Catcher in the Rye, people are saying?
There's a pile of that. Yes. Well, why is that significant?
People love Catcher in the Rye if they're going to be killing people.
Right.
Get out.
What is that? Is that a photo of Jim? All right.
Hey, Jim says he has a photo of him with hair.
Oh, can we see the picture of you with hair?
Because Jim shaves his... Everyone knows he shaves his head down every day.
I'm going to put these up I'll put these on eatabullet.com.
Oh.
I will show you one.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's it. The hat trick of plugs.
Yep.
My mother gave me a bunch of these.
Oh, my God. This is normal.
Let me find him on with hair.
Guys, he actually looks like a cute kid.
Oh, Jesus. What is wrong with you, Rick?
I think we've heard enough,
wrong with
enough
you?
About kids today.
You're in his dark, dank room, and you're calling him cute.
And Stinky didn't even miss a beat, because it says on the phones here, Rick at Norton's. And as soon as Rick said that, Stinky quickly wrote, Rick the Fag.
The Fag.
All right, Rick.
We have a picture of Norton with his Jeffrey Dahmer look.
Ask Jim if there's anything else we need to see, or are we done?
Or video.
Hey, Jim, is there anything else we need to see, and can we pop open your closet door?
Oh, well, there's really not, actually, unfortunately, not much to see in here. It's messy, but it's all just clothes and sweatshirts. There's not even as much porn as you'd think.
Mm.
I'll show you the porn that's in here.
All right.
Well, let me just give you a heads up. All his clothes are in plastic bags.
Can't ever say it on the radio.
Wait, he keeps
dirty mouth.
He keeps his clothes in plastic bags?
Yeah, it's like he's had them all dry cleaned, but he never wears it. It looks like it's not really his.
Really?
It's kind of weird.
Interesting.
And again, more chess sets. He really likes chess.
All right. I think we're done.
Yeah, that's
we want to leave.
That's great.
Here's the deal, Rick. We're gonna go to break. If anything else pops up, let us know, okay?
Oh, no, nothing will pop up. We're leaving right now.
Just make sure you got a lot of good videotape.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, guys.
There you go.
Jim, any final words, Jim? Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm glad you guys stopped over. Anytime you want to come back, you're more than welcome.
Do the part, you know, get out, leave.
Oh, like the MTV will do at the end, like when they throw you out in kind of a funny way?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, get out. Hey, go away. No, they're looking at my baby pictures now.
Oh, really?
And by the way, that's proof that I'm not a bandwagon cowboy fan.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir?
You do realize Phil Collins did some of his best work when he left Genesis, right?
What's that mean?
Nothing. All right, we'll see you soon, all right, Jim?
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Here goes little Jimmy Norton.
Little Jimmy.
I can't wait to see the video.
I really got to see this now.
It's going to take a while. I think this one will take at least 24 hours because they cut it up real nice and make it into an episode of Cribs.
Yeah, they edited it with the music and the
I believe Jeff from FounderMusic.com did the last one with Pat. He did a great job, and I'm sure he'll take on this project as well. So.
Uh-huh.
All right, there you go. Jim Norton's Crib.
Yes.
Steph. This is the chocolate pudding girl that called earlier. Steph?
Hello?
All right, she's going to try to make it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. She wants to lick, chocolate off the toilet bowl to be in the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Yeah.
55-gallon drum challenge goes down Friday.
This Friday. It's going to be probably one of the sickest things we've done.
Yeah, we're going to be videotaping the whole thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
You'll enjoy the screams that come out of the barrels when the women are shocked by what we dump on them.
All right, let's go to the FU line and we'll return.
Thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, this is Kevin. I'd like to leave a big FU that celluloid-filled, Sasquatch, whorebag bitch, jelly donut-eating burglar that I woke up to the other night. FU for taking advantage of me. FU to my friends for letting me go home with her. Yeah, where were you on that one, fellas? And F me for getting so drunk I harpooned a fat chick. F you, F my friends, and most of all, F me!
Next message.
This is Tom from Buffalo, and I'm giving a giant bulimic F you to that whore Monica Lewinsky. No one cares about you. Stop whining and go back to whoever or whatever you are sucking last. You should be strangled with one of your stupid handbags. F you.
Next message.
This is a huge F you to the motherfuckers who decided to push the Judas Priest remastered CDs back another 2 weeks. You.
Next message.
Yeah, this is a big F you going out to that douchebag Brandon Boyd. You have a stupid effing band and stupid effing lyrics and worst of all, the stupid f***ing fans I've ever heard, okay? No one feels sorry for you, face. You have millions of dollars. Buy a f***ing hamburger. F you and F every Incubus fan out there. You're all a bunch of slaves.
End of message.
Rip 'em out Wednesday.
Oh, man. Monday's galore.
Wow, 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 wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I love that.
M-E-W.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Steph is back on the line, Anthony.
Yeah.
As we continue the Opie and Anthony show, she wanted in on the 55-gallon jump challenge.
Yeah.
That happens Friday. It's going to be great stuff, I'm telling you right now. We were going to blow her off, but then she came up with something good to get into the contest last minute. She was going to bring in chocolate pudding. We were going to kind of spread it around the bowl.
Yeah.
And she was going to lick it.
Lick it from the toilet bowl.
Very childish. But she was coming from Philly. We said she needed to get here by 6:30 or we would turn her around. Well, she's on the phone. Steph,
hey.
Where are you, Steph?
We're on our way. We're about to get on to 278. I don't know. I'm trying.
Steph?
Damn.
I'm not going to make it, am I?
You better turn around.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to make it today.
You better turn around.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Would you like a prize?
Well, actually, my boyfriend would like a prize because he just drove me all the way down here.
Kill somebody.
Yeah, they got stuck in traffic.
Coming
from...
How to drive.
Hey, tell them to watch that language.
All right.
And what's wrong with Jersey drivers?
They don't know how to drive.
No?
No. Hold on.
All right.
Should tell those asses that the left lane's fast.
Yeah, they don't seem to understand that concept.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. You can talk to her. I know you don't want to talk to me.
Hey, guys, I'm still going to try.
You got 15 minutes.
Okay, well, who knows?
You're on 278.
Yeah. See, I'm not from this area, so I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not MapQuest, but I'm thinking that 278 isn't close to where we're at.
Yeah.
No.
You'd have trouble if you were,
like
in
quarter
Manhattan.
Of?
Do you see pretty big buildings in the horizon?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can see the city at least.
Yeah.
And it's and how fast is the traffic going?
Yeah, what's
well, we were just doing a buck 10.
Well, don't kill yourself.
I think you got to turn around, Steph.
All right.
We
you can't give it the quarter of?
No.
No.
All right.
I mean, if you want to be on Ron and Fez's show tonight.
No, because they're not going to put me in the 55-gallon drum challenge for that.
No, they won't do that.
No.
All right.
They certainly won't do that.
All right, thanks, guys.
They're too busy fighting with Eddie Trunk. They don't have time for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on the line because we're going to give you a list of prizes and giveaways we got here, and if something sounds good, we'll give it to you, okay?
Okay.
Do we have another pair of tickets for Norton? But that's for the city, the New York City show, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Steph.
Okay.
There goes Steph. Anthony, on hold, Laura Korn.
Yes.
And she's calling because she's going to give us an update. Remember the last time Laura Korn, our sexpert, was on the show?
Uh-huh.
She was talking about her books and stuff, whatever. I'm just messing with you, Laura. She's on hold screaming right now, I'm sure. But then, as a side note, she told that story.
Yeah, she got sidetracked, told a little story about her her old, what was she, her, like, assistant?
Her old assistant. Her
old assistant.
Kind of
woman.
like a friend, a booker.
Yeah, she would make the calls to book Laura on various shows.
Radio shows and TV shows all over America.
Right.
Her name was Megan.
Her name was Megan.
I talked to Megan many, many times. It seemed like a sweet sweet young lady.
Turned out Megan had a little bit of a drinking problem. She died a little while back from her drinking problem.
But before she died, she did something very interesting.
Yes. Well, she met a guy and asked... I guess she was supposed to be watering Laura's plants at Laura Korn's house
when Laura was on vacation. Right.
So not only was she watering the plants, but she used Laura's apartment for sex. This isn't so strange. People that go away and ask somebody to watch their house, I'm sure they've had sex. It's not probably this huge thing that's very out of the ordinary. But, and I do say but, this girl Megan was having sex with this gentleman.
But
it wasn't your standard type of sex.
But
it was a type of sex that people do engage in.
But
it wasn't, involving a face or anything like that.
Right.
But you could say, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was a different type of sex.
Okay.
Was anyone else butting in?
No, no one else was butting in on that. It was just him and her.
Okay.
You know what we're
there is about. A butt to this story, though.
Yes.
And what is that?
Well, during that...
the story doesn't end there.
No, it doesn't end there. The guy finished the job, let's say. Wasn't using anything to contain his finishing. And
we're not really sure about that part, are we?
You know something? Yeah, I think we are.
We are. Okay.
She held on to the product of their lust with the balloon knot. She kind of clinched and held on to that. Went down to the fertility clinic.
Now, how the hell did she get to the fertility clinic?
Walking like Charlie Chaplin. That's how. And she gets there, and
Wait, let that sink in. Let that sink in.
She gets there and asks the doctor to take this product from that place and put it in the other place to make a baby. And she got pregnant and had a baby.
And then she proceeded to die of alcoholism.
She died of some, you know, alcohol-related liver problems, I guess. And it turns out that the guy that supplied the seed unknowingly, because you think if you're doing it in that area, you're not going to get a girl pregnant, was trying to sue Laura Korn because it happened in her apartment, and he was trying to prove that Laura had something to do with this, set something up.
Anthony?
Yes.
I got to go off on a tangent. Jennifer from Virginia, no one gets fired for speaking their minds.
What does it say? Let me see.
No one gets fired for speaking their minds.
Let me read that.
If you want to listen to lies, that's your business, but no one gets no one gets fired for speaking their minds.
Where they get fired?
Fired.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. No clue. No one gets fired.
You're a pussy. Talking about on the mic, they can't say S back or they get fired.
Really?
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's pretty pathetic if you're going to believe that.
I'm not even going to, oh, well.
All right. Go ahead, Anthony.
Anyway, Laura has some breaking news on that
on the trial, because it went to trial.
It went to trial.
Because somehow Laura got involved because it was her apartment. Because yeah. I guess the guy found out that a baby was made, wasn't happy about it, so no. Wanted to sue everyone in sight. Megan died, so he had to sue somebody.
When you're pounding the can, you know, when you're jamming the can, it's pretty much, you know, part of it is, hey, this is great. You're not getting pregnant, you know?
Exactly.
And then you get pregnant, you get pissed off if she gets pregnant somehow. Waddling down to the fertility clinic. And, oh, Jesus. So somehow Laura got brought up in the case because they said that she concocted this whole thing, if I could use the word concocted, and said she was somehow responsible. But Laura, fill us in. What happened?
Oh, my God. Only you guys can make this funny.
No. Laura, you know something?
I
would like to think we have a little bit of talent as far as comedy goes, but you know what? This stands on its own.
This is called...
I mean, Charlie Chaplin.
This is called a no-brainer.
A no-brainer.
Oh, my God. Well, the breaking news is, and I am so excited. You have no idea. I'm floating on air right now.
Ah.
Yesterday... They have dropped the suit.
They dropped the suit.
They dropped the end of the suit.
Thank God.
I mean, if there was ever a frivolous lawsuit, it was this one. But they made my life hell for like 6 weeks.
What did the judge say?
Well, no, we didn't. It didn't get to that point. Thank God.
Oh, it got down to like where
the lawyers arguing back and forth?
The lawyers argued and determined that there really wasn't anything there.
Yeah, exactly. Like 6 weeks of arguing back and forth. Did they have enough evidence? Of course, they didn't have any evidence.
No.
But. So, yeah, they dropped the suit. So I'm ecstatic. I am,
great.
Like, so happy.
Laura, where did they have that sex? in your house, I mean.
Well, you see, that's the strangest thing. I don't think that they did, but they claimed, this guy claimed he had it in my house.
Yeah.
But it makes sense because actually Meg lived much closer to the fertility clinic than my home.
And you don't want to be holding that tight.
Right.
You know, I got to make it one more block. Oh, did Meg run out the back door? That would be ironic, wouldn't it, of her place?
Oh, my God.
If she ran out the back door of her place and nothing ran out the back door.
Right.
That's interesting.
You know, I mean, who would imagine that this would even be a lawsuit? A lawyer would even take a lawsuit like that.
You know, if somebody should be sued or arrested or something, it should be that goddamn doctor that extracted that and put it in the other place.
You know what? I think they have a case against them.
I think so.
I do, too.
What the hell was he thinking?
Well, no, they are suing them.
Like, that's not a little shady?
You want to know what's even worse? That I was told, and this is why I was really nervous, that my case, I would have to be tried in the same court of law.
Yeah.
You're cutting in and out, but as the same court of law as the fertility clinic, meaning we would all be sitting there together.
Together.
Yeah.
One big happy family wondering what the hell happened.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
There's a few more questions we need the answers to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not supposed to talk about this, you know.
You said that last time.
I know.
Don't you worry. No one's paying attention to
this show. Was the guy using protection?
That's what he claims.
So yeah,
what, she just tie it up and...
I don't know.
It's
bizarre. Mm. How is that possible? He claims that he entered in a long-term sexual relationship.
Entered.
It's actually in the court documents.
Yeah.
It actually says this.
I bet the judge said, sir, there's a hole in your story. And he said, that's the whole story, judge. That's my problem. The hole in the story.
No, but wait, Opie and Anthony, how do you go into a long-term relationship?
Yeah.
And just have, you know... that kind of sex.
What? Enter into a long-term relationship.
Right. It says in the court papers that he wanted a long-term sexual relationship, but there was no intercourse.
Oh, he just wanted that kind of
yes.
Long-term sexual
right.
relationship? Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
But it's
wow.
even in the court documents.
Boy, how's that feel to be a chick? And it's like, oh, he wants this all the time? Jesus, you know, every once in a while, maybe, but
that's like a
goddamn.
I think that's a birthday gift.
Yeah, that's not a. That's like extra special.
That's,
you don't just
that's a hey, honey, I got a raise today gift.
You don't just take it for granted.
That's not like a.
I mean, what woman would enter into a long term relationship with a guy? And it's just asex.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's
hysterical. Oh, God.
You know, hey, you got your promotion, hon.
Right.
You know, I'm going to take care of you.
But how does it pop out?
Wow.
How do you run it across town?
Yeah.
And then how do you blame me?
That's the best part. In the end, they're blaming you. Are you happy this is behind you, Laura?
Laura, is there going to be a chapter in one of your new sex books?
Oh my God.
That you can call the backdoor jizz shuffle, where you gotta like do that and then walk into the living room legs together.
I was thinking more of the Charlie Chaplin waddle.
Yeah, call it that, and then you open it up and read what it is. Now, ladies, get up and walk down to the fertility clinic. Don't lose some. Get a good one.
Every drop counts.
Right.
I picture something wacky from the fair where, like, you get a water balloon and you put it between your legs. And you
and you got
to
walk it across the fairgrounds?
Yeah.
That's good. I think it would have been funny if someone would have filmed her and then put it in fast motion and played Benny Hill music behind it. Just think how funny she would have looked then. Everyone in the court would have laughed and laughed.
Hey, Jeff wants to tell Laura that he's glad to hear that the guy finally got it in the end.
Okay. Very good. Wow. Well, congratulations on that one.
You guys are cutting in and out. Do you hear that?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Anyway, it's good news, and it's good news because I'm coming to New York next week.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Coming to New York.
I'm coming to New York.
Yes.
I'll be there like Tuesday through Friday, and that's one of the reasons why I called.
Uh-huh.
I need a favor from you guys. Well, actually...
What do you need? I'm not going to pump any in the can so you can take it down to the fertility clinic.
Well, actually, I'm kind of doing you guys a favor, or a couple of couples.
What?
Well, For the past, like, 5 years, I've tried to get on the Ricky Lake show.
Wow, you're really setting your goals high there, aren't
no.
you?
No.
Woohoo!
No, I love Ricky.
You
I
do,
think
huh?
she's great. And they're bringing me in.
Interesting
and
story about how she was conceived.
Ricky? No,
kidding, of course.
Wait, you know what? Is Ricky still on the air?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, and
I know Maury's on the air, and I know Springer still is. I thought all the other shows went by the wayside.
Oh, no, Ricky's been, like, really popular for years.
Oh, okay.
Yep, she does really well.
And are you on a segment titled, I Don't Trust You, Girlfriend, Bend Over? No?
You're stealing my...
I thought maybe they would tie in. Okay.
No, but you know what? I have an incredible gig for a couple of couples that listen to your show. You ready?
Okay,
this
sure.
is what they get.
What?
All right, we're looking for married couples only.
Okay.
All right, that want to go on the Ricky Lake show, that are willing... I have a phone number, so get your pens ready. Uh-huh. It's an all-expense trip paid, unless it's a New York couple that they choose, right?
Yeah.
Three nights in a hotel room, but the best part is... you're going to be coached by me in the hotel room for the best sex you've ever had.
Wait a minute. Laura.
Laura, what's wrong with you?
Are you saying that a couple will get in a hotel and you'll be there with them as they're having sex?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to send this couple on a romantic adventure. And we're going to film the romantic part of the seduction. It's called Lola.
Lola.
It's called Lola.
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 And it's going to happen in a bar.
Say it again.
Yeah. Lola.
Lola, yes. And what happens?
Well, I can't tell you. We can talk about it on the air later, but here's what they're going to do, Lola, and then I'm going to go to the hotel room.
She's like the CIA of sex. Every time you have a question, she's like, I can't tell you.
We're talking about... these people are going to have the...
We're fighting the Taliban with this. I can't tell you. You're like a crazy person.
Now, listen. Yeah. So I'm going to go back to the hotel room with them, and I'm going to coach them individually.
Okay.
All right. You know how, like, I do on the air where people go off and do my techniques?
Yeah.
So each person, the guy and the girl, is going to get a goodie bag of sex treats.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to kind of tell them what they should do with them, and then the next day, and they're going to have absolutely the best orgasms of their life.
Oh, I'm sure.
And what can we do for you?
And then the next day, they're going to go on the Ricky Lake show talk about it.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay.
But we need married couples only, and you must be having a problem sexually, like you're only having sex once a month. Are you right?
Problemed married sex. Jesus, redundant.
You just defined everyone.
<That's it.
laughs> But
you
got to
be married and have a problem. Oh, wow, Jesus, that's everybody.
Right, but you want to have the most amazing sex you've ever had in your life. All right.
So I guess they're not bringing the wife. Teasing, of course, married people.
And it's going to happen next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in New York.
Yeah.
All right.
And we care why.
No, the laugh wasn't quite as enthusiastic there. I mean,
it was
like
you simple. It was an uncomfortable laugh. No, seriously, Laura. Like, what? So, what do we do for you?
Well, actually, I'd like to give a number. So, so people who are listening to the show right now,
okay.
They can call. I mean, this is a great adventure. I promise you, you will have the most amazing sex and the most amazing time of your life.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to get the AIDS, fellas.
No. You won't be getting the AIDS.
No.
Well, Laura.
You ready?
Give out that
number. There's the 1-800 number.
Okay.
It's 1-800. Call right now, 1-800-GO-RICKY.
Go Ricky, that's the number. Go Ricky, go Ricky, go Ricky.
RICKI, it's 467-4254. 467-4254 if you want to go on an amazing adventure.
Billy from D.C. is saying, next time on Ricky, you're my butt baby's dad. Is that one of the... one of the shows. Oh, God. That is so funny.
Oh, my God.
My butt baby. Yeah, that's great. That girl's self-esteem must just be through the roof, knowing she came from there. Jeez. Hey, Laura.
Yeah. So married couples only.
You know what you could have done?
What?
That laugh probably could have given Megan a spontaneous abortion.
No.
That would have solved the whole goddamn problem. The sonic waves of your laugh would have just made the fetus fall on the floor.
Anthony, you're so bad.
People are talking about your laugh. Look at this. Please make it stop laughing. I'm getting a headache. I can't believe I'm saying this, but stop. Her laugh is killing me.
I know. So am I going to come and see you guys next week?
Do you want to come in?
Yeah, I'd love to.
During your Ricky Lake stint?
Yeah.
Maybe you could call from the hotel.
Yes.
Like, do something like that.
Let's do it.
Call from the hotel or something.
You know
something.
What? We're going to need the couple to go to the hotel Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. All right.
Tuesday night. And they're going to do Lola, the seduction Lola.
Anal monsters that give birth on the next
And there's going to be some velvet tongue action, some panty room rap.
Oh.
Panty room.
Yeah.
All right, Laura.
And some butt babies. Yes.
All right, Laura.
And amazing technique. So call Go Ricky, 1-800-GO-RICKY.
Dave wants to go to the taping of Ricky Lake. He wants to know if you should go through the back door to get in.
Definitely.
All right.
No back doors. But anyway.
What? Laura?
Thanks for having me on. Do you want me to call you, really? Do you want me to call you on Tuesday night, or do you want me to drop by?
Fine.
Whatever. You're cutting in and out, guys.
What? Laura.
Yeah.
Your boss.
Guys.
When you make sure don't get fine. Wait. Oh. All right. You there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah. Give us a call next and know when time.
Hey, maybe the couple can come into the studio.
Maybe not.
Yes, maybe. A couple of the couples.
Things to do.
All right.
All right, Laura.
All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Give us a call.
Yes.
Okay, 1-800-GO-RICKY.
Right.
Go Ricky. Go Ricky.
Go Ricky.
Laura, love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
You rock. Laura Korn, everyone. All right.
There she goes. She is quite insane.
Okay, we got to take a break and play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show?
Yeah.
And we'll do that next.
We at the Opie and Anthony Show love our listeners.
Here we go again.
Stupid son of a bitch. Are you listening to us, you idiot? Hey, Alex, you douchebag.
All about radio.
Don't listen some more. Go ahead. Get everything else wrong.
Shut up,
you dick.
Think about the people that died. You wouldn't be making fun of it, right?
Well, think of the people that died and wish they were spared so you would die.
But it's about radio. You guys want to just make the radio.
Please, God, if you have to make another plane crash, please make it crash on Alex's head.
You're our kind of people.
It's time to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today. I learned something today, Anthony. What did you learn? I learned to do the unexpected. There you go. Todd from Jersey, I learned two things today. The real reason Norton says, I stink.
Ah.
And syndication man Sandy got it in. Das. Doop, yeah.
Bon poiré.
A different take on the word today. I like that.
Why not?
All right. Jerry from Edison, I learned today, Norton's room smells like socks and ass with just a hint of baby powder. And he learned a phrase you never want to hear.
That phrase being, is that a banana?
Look at Ryan from Long Island saying he learned that backdoor jizz shuffle, funniest thing I've heard since Pinch Pot Mudworks. Remember the Pinch Pot Mudworks?
Yeah.
Sure.
How did that come out again?
I believe it was last time Laura Korn was honored. Maybe that other sex lady. It was just another technique, but I forgot what it is. I think it's the rusty trombone for...
Oh, I think your brother came up with it. Brother Joe?
No, I think a listener gave it to us. It was the rusty trombone, but only a guy doing it to a girl. They call it the pinch pot mudworks because you're pinching the pot around the front, the honey pot, yet your face is in the mudworks. The pinch pot mudworks.
By the way, tomorrow, we got to get Brother Joe on the line. He's got a new gig, I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah?
The Journey thing?
Oh, yeah, but Joe's on that cruise.
Oh,
they're on the cruise
back
for a while.
All right, when he gets back, we'll talk about it.
My brother is in a Journey cover band. Yeah. But he will tell you, it is the best Journey cover band ever.
And if you're the best at it...
why not?
You can do quite well.
Sure.
Stephanie, the winner of the Naughty 90 contest, contestant number 37, if you want a visual.
Oh,
She's checking in from Washington. What's up, Steph?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, we only got a minute or two, so what do you got today?
I just want to say that I was invited out to a club in Centerville, Virginia for Voter Appreciation Night, and I'll be out there from 8 to 11 tonight signing pictures that I was signing from Hooters and a bunch of WOW stickers and everything.
You're doing appearances?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Look
how about
you.
That?
Yeah, so I'm really promoting the show for you guys, too, down here. So.
Nice.
Look at our little girl all grown up, Anthony.
All grown up.
Take care of my little girl. Making it on her own now, Ant.
Yeah.
Branching out.
Look at her.
All we ask is you hand out plenty of WOW stickers for us.
I'll be signing a whole bunch, and I'll be handing plenty of them out.
All right, cool. That place again, real fast.
It's the Shark Club in Centerville, and I'll be there from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. tonight.
Nice. All right, Steph.
Thanks, guys.
Stephanie?
Yeah?
Will you be WOWing on request, Anna?
I can't WOW on request because it's I'll get pretty big fine in Virginia. Yeah.
Well, can you
I can do it outside.
Can you put something over your...
I'll be wearing a nice sheer shirt, maybe.
No, she didn't do that.
She said she could do it outside.
Oh, outside,
yeah.
Maybe. Or
so,
wear something completely see-through.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. Stephanie will not be wowing tonight.
Yeah,
wink,
sure.
Wink.
Not inside the club. No, I can't do it inside the club.
Of course, because that's highly illegal.
Something can't be involved in something as illegal as that.
All right, Steph.
All right, thanks, guys.
Have fun tonight.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right. Bleacher Anthony learned something. He learned that tonight Ron and Fez will play the silent game and not mention Eddie Trunk because they have won the battle. Can I say something?
Yeah.
In all seriousness to our faithful listeners, you effers were really funny today. Really funny today. And we needed to laugh.
Laugh and laugh. Hey, Gertie from Jersey said he just flipped on that Ozzy show.
Yeah.
And Ozzy's son looks like the androgynous Pat from the SNL show.
Oh, we missed one. We missed one.
Pat, most unfunny sketch ever, and it got a movie that no one saw.
Jose.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I learned today that on a beautiful spring day, Opie takes his dog for a crawl through the park.
You know something? I didn't even think of that, Opie. What do you say to that? Earlier we got in a little discussion.
Yeah.
I said that ants walk. You say they crawl. We're solving problems here on this show. All the big issues. If an ant has six legs, is he walking or crawling? I say walk.
I didn't fully think it through.
Opie on the other side of the crossfire says crawl. We'll be taking your calls and discussing whether ants walk or crawl. It's preposterous. I say they walk. You're an ass. They crawl. We'll be discussing this for hours.
No, I think they walk. And that guy made a valid point. Opie, you said two-legged things walk. Anything else crawls. Dogs walk. You take a dog for a walk.
What if they have three legs? They are still walking.
There's a little hop in there.
Well, you could comment on how he's walking. He's hobbling. Perhaps he's taking a load of gunk to the fertility clinic.
I'll tell you this much.
You're shuffling in that case.
What? Oh, the dog therapist? Sorry.
It's therapy, and she's going to help us with
the dog. Well, no, darling, you don't need a therapist. You just need to get up at 7 and open the f***ing door.
There you go.
There's Ozzy.
That's how Ozzy walks the dog.
Sheep lover, I learned today there's a lot of S's in the Rolodex. Oogie Pringles Ghost checking in from Canada.
Wow.
I learned today Phil Collins did some of his best work after Genesis. Gina from Cleveland, I learned that Opie has a book bag and he carries his penthouse in it.
Penthouse!
And I learned Jim Norton is really a sick F and he doesn't just play one on the radio. Mm-hmm. Ariel from North Bergen, I learned that if you walk like Charlie Chaplin, you could get pregnant.
That watch
dude,
it.
My friend there, line of the day, by the way.
Now, you know what? This, what did we learn, came in. I can't remember the guy's name, but he goes, I learned that Megan drives an automatic, which is like, I looked at it, took me a couple of seconds, and then very funny.
There's no other way, right?
Right. The clutch will kill you.
Unless she called a cab.
It was spot on the seat, and that's about it.
Ariel from North Bergen also learned, as always, O&A win in the end. Always win in the end. Sarah from Delaware learned that phone sex can really get me off while driving in the car. And this is a hint to her boyfriend, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Wilmington, Delaware, with a email address that starts with TZ for the boyfriend. There you go.
Oh.
AV from Long Island learned today Anthony seemed to be better at phone sex than the ex-phone sex chick.
I was in character.
And he also learned that the weight chart in the studio is top secret and may not be put on the internet.
No. You could download plans for the atomic bomb off of the internet. You can. But that chart, never.
Never, ever, ever.
We do have our priorities.
Matter of fact, Stinky is taking it out of the studio as we speak.
Blocking it up like we look do at the end of every broadcast day.
Don't show Ron and Fez.
Nope.
Nope, nope, nope. By the way, I Am Picky is playing the course tonight,
uh-huh.
And we'll find out tomorrow if he's going to allow us to expand our island.
I Am Picky.
That's for the Sim Golf fans out there. What did we learn? First rule about Norton's crib, you don't talk about Norton's crib. And Mr. Crowley from Queens, I learned that Norton's apartment sounds like a battle of the bands, Anthrax versus the Mold.
Yes.
There's so many good ones, but we got to get the hell out of here, huh? Chris, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Today I learned sex with your sister is okay, but her going near the balloon knot would be disgusting.
Right.
And you know, Norton may only make $4.75 an hour, but he sure can dispose of the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Opie.
Yeah.
Aren't you the program director at this station?
Oh, I resigned 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking maybe you could do something about the quality of the programming there.
I resigned 2 weeks ago. I would rather talk to a wall, I learned.
Hey, did you guys notice that chick Laura Korn laughs like Jay Moore's wife?
Yeah, so a lot of people mentioned that today. Mm-hmm. All right, bro. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Let's go to Gordon. Gordon, what's going on?
And, man, I learned way too much more about Norton, a.k.a. Patrick Bateman, than I ever wanted to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, all that clothes he's keeping in Tupperware and in plastic bags, I hear basically all serial killers keep trophies of their victims, you know?
There you go. Thank you, bro. Don't forget Friday, 55-gallon drum challenge goes down. We do the whole damn thing starting at 3. Right off the bat, we're going to get busy. Charles, what's up?
Party.
Charles.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I learned something today.
What?
I'm going to turn my butt baby daddy.
My butt baby daddy.
Very nice.
That's right, baby.
Let's get Jeff to finish it up today. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, how we doing, O&A?
Good.
I learned what Opie really wants from Sandy for his birthday present.
I thought that was pretty funny. Very good.
Hey, remember.
Later, guys.
The job. My pal Adam, 9:30 ABC tonight. Check it out. Look for the WOW sticker that my pal put up there by his desk. My pal Adam.
All right. We got a couple pairs of tickets to see Jim Norton at Town Hall on Thursday, April 18th.
Is he playing there? I wish he would have said something.
It's right on his pillow.
Yeah.
A few tickets are still available through all Ticketmaster outlets, but we'll give a couple pairs right now if you're on the phone lines, okay?
If that's on his pillow, how many girls was that their last sight that they ever saw in this life?
Town Hall. Choke the life out of you, bitch. We have some observation about Jim Norton's cribs that we're going to have to discuss tomorrow. Hopefully Jim will be in.
Yeah.
I want to know about the things he made sure wasn't around his apartment.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that he did leave there leads you to believe, what did he get rid of?
Exactly. And other thoughts.
Yeah.
We'll get into that tomorrow, hopefully.
Later.
Hey, man, thanks.